Day FM.
It's that time of the week again, so sit back, relax, and enjoy the Dermot and Dave Show Best Of podcast. But not if you're driving. Definitely don't sit back. In fact, sit up now.
Should we make this quick? Have a hair appointment?
No, we will. We'll now drag this out for much longer than we need to.
I'm going
to
leave in 5 minutes.
What is your hair appointment?
What do you mean, what is my hair appointment?
What are you getting done? Cut and colour? Perm?
What H is?
Trim?
No. I am...
Blow dry?
Hair trial.
Yeah. Hair trial?
Yeah.
What's that?
For the wedding. So you go in and you go, hey, I really like this hairstyle. Can you do this on me? And then she goes, no, because your face is a different shape and you'd look shit in that hair. I recommend this.
Oh, yeah. So can she do multiple ones? You can go,
yeah. Blade two?
Yeah.
Go,
really?
Okay, there's the first one. What do you think? Oh, no, I don't really like it as much as I thought I would. Yeah. And then she'll do a second one.
Yeah, she kind of does. Yeah, you can do it until you're happy with what you want.
So how
she'll
long?
Take a picture.
How long have you got in the chair? Like,
well, I think... Like, if I still don't like what she does, maybe by the end, I might have to go again. So I have a provisional appointment for a second one next Saturday.
Okay. And what do you want?
The Marge Simpson.
Don't give it away. I want like a kind of a soft Hollywood kind of...
Don't know what that means.
Wave.
All right, so your hair down.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because you don't wear your hair up.
No, I used to.
Then we could see all our hickeys. She nearly got thrown out of work.
Wedding hickeys she'd have on that day.
Thrown out work.
Thrown out.
So long and wavy.
Yeah, wavy, but
I'll be honest, Maria, your hair's gone long and wavy now.
Yeah, I know.
Would you not just save yourself the cash and just like give yourself a quick blow dry on the day?
I think what she might say to me is that not kind of how you wear your hair all the time? And I'll be like, yes, and I like it. So just do it like that, only more professional looking.
Right.
Yeah. That's all I want.
It'll be comfortable then.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's exciting.
Yeah, you do want hair that's... I've been filming some things recently that involves me having to wear a lot of wigs. Jesus, those pins, they stick into your head. Is that what it's like for women? I know you don't wear wigs, but do you have to stick pins in your hair if it's a very fancy thing?
Yeah, well, yeah, your clips are essentially pins. You can wear them.
I feel like I'm ripping your hair out of your
head. Yeah, because they have to go right to your skull.
Girls are... Women are so much able to, like... take these things. Like, I remember, like, when I was younger, you weren't allowed to have long hair in school. It was let go to your collar. So I would have my hair in the morning. My poor mother would be dragged out of bed at like 7:30 in the morning to blow dry my hair back up underneath itself and then pin it in. And I'd be, there'd be tears coming down my face. And now that I have daughters, I'm like ripping the head off them before school and going, yeah, come on, calm the nuts here. And they're just sitting there going, yeah, it's fine, Dad. Just keep doing it.
Your mother blow dried your hair
up.
In every morning?
Every single morning.
And clipped it in place.
Yeah, and then what happened was, because it was up and it was clipped in kind of, she'd have to clip it around in little circles. So then when I was walking home from school, obviously I'd take it out, except it would be kind of wavy. And I'd have this dead straight bob. And then a wavy long bit at the back.
Would you know, you'd know shake your hair like a secretary when you were taking your pins out. You'd be like,
yeah, because they were so uncomfortable all day long. And then you also had to walk.
How did your mother not go, just cut your hair? Why am I blowing drying your hair every bloody morning?
Because my mum loves long hair on boys. She thought it was class. So she was into it. But then, because it was kind of just pinned up, you couldn't kind of, you know, run or move your head wildly because the bit that was over your head would part, revealing the clipped up. And your teacher would go, hey, Moore, get into the up. So I used
you
to
remind
walk
me of
I was in the army or something.
That Game of Thrones character who that's pretended amazing. She was a boy and went off to the, well, she had her little mini sword.
Arya Stark.
Yeah, you were Arya Stark going to school.
Sorry.
Pretending you weren't a long haired girl.
Did you have to wear it down? Could you not have put it in like a little pony? Yeah, like a hone bun or something.
No, you could. No, your hair would just had to come to your collar. So you've got to imagine that I had.
Why could you not tie it just back?
Tie it up at the back.
You weren't allowed. Oh, don't worry. I exhausted all possibilities until this was the only option left. Trust me.
Well, it's not over, you know. A friend of mine, their son has just been suspended from school for having blade one on a part of his hair instead of blade two.
Oh,
get off.
Ridiculous.
How can they tell?
I have no idea. Unless they're out with the millimetre measuring tape, I have no idea.
So you're allowed a two, you're not allowed a one.
Suspended.
I thought this was 2021. You could just do whatever the hell you wanted with your hair, for God's sake. Like, people
depends
are allowed
on the school, I suppose.
People are allowed to choose their gender. They're allowed, like, wear whatever they want. Why are we living in a world where someone goes, you can't have that haircut?
They don't want the, yeah, they just want everyone to be a bit uniform.
You just explained that you used to blow dry your hair
that
every
month. That was 1987. Like, it's not today. It's time for the podcast. Best of Dermot and Dave podcast. All the mess and none of the music. What is in it, Maria?
So convincing there for a second.
What is in it?
We had loads of celebs.
Oh, we had Strings.
We had Strings. We had Paul O'Connell.
Yeah.
We had
Andrew Maxwell.
Rosanna Davidson.
Rosanna Davidson.
And
Davey Fitz, Dermot's new golf friend.
Davey Fitz, total golf buddies.
We talked about the civilian crew going up into space.
Yes, those guys.
And also other things. Dave's bad jokes. Noni, say something suits the music. We also revealed that poor Cahill no longer has to wear the jerseys with our faces on the front. And Cahill is a PewDiePie XOXO written on them. You got to listen back to that as well. Great crack. Maria's still on her phone. She doesn't know what else is in the show.
Go get your haircut.
I do. I have a hair appointment. Get out.
She's late. Bye.
16 to 24. What kind of temperatures are this? I'm just back from Spain, lads. It was 35.
Here
we
go.
Is this what you do? Is this what you have in Ireland?
Yeah. Plenty weather.
No es bueno. Para mí, no es bueno.
Dermot, golfing for the weekend in Spain. The lucky thing. But back here with a bang to cloudy.
Oh, with a bang. Fell off the skateboard on the way into
Jesus.
The work. I'll tell you about that later, but there's blood all over my hand.
You may notice I may be an octave or so down later on or during today's show. That is from a combination of coaching 4-5 matches in 4 days for the kids and then screaming at Ronaldo on the telly.
Do you know what the weird thing is? You sound like I should sound like after a weekend with the brothers in Spain. That way, there's some kind of role reversal going on here.
But don't worry, I can fake it.
No, I can't.
I can't actually fake it.
I
just have to talk like this. So if I'm really excited about today's show, but I'll just come across as kind of disinterested.
Many of you might have lost your voice like Dave did shouting for Ronaldo this weekend because you might have been shouting for your county with all the football that was happening and the camogie over the weekend. And Tyrone crowned All-Ireland champions after a decisive 2-14-15 win over Mayo on Saturday. And well done to Galway winning the senior camogie final yesterday, beating Cork 115-112. But let's focus on the football for now.
Cahill, you were down. Our Cahill is a huge hurling fan, obviously, but a huge GAA fan. And you went down yesterday. I saw your Instagram and you were outside Croker while the final was on. So did you not have a ticket?
No, couldn't get a ticket. I honestly, if I had a ticket, I would have felt wrong to go to this.
Right.
The scramble for tickets was just, I've never seen anything like it before. Even here in the office, a couple of Mayo people were just crying out for tickets on Friday evening. When I went down to Croke Park, I arrived down for like the second half. There were Mayo and Tyrone fans hanging outside the stadium while the match was going on. They were all watching it on their phones.
Oh, so they were still trying to see maybe we could get in?
I've never seen that before. Now, obviously, I've always been lucky enough to be in the stadium, so I've never seen this before. But I thought it was so odd, first of all, that because there was no hope. Like, you know, the match is on. Now you get to hear the crowd, but also there's a delay on the TV, so you know something's after happening.
And then you see me.
Because when I was listening to it on the radio, there was still a small bit of a delay, and you hear the big roars, and you're like, oh, something's going to happen here. So they're watching it on their phones. It was just odd.
Yeah. But I suppose if you want to be part of the atmosphere and everything, you would go down. Like if you, especially if you've travelled from Tyrone or Mayo, like why not just go down and soak it all up, you know?
Plenty of pubs just around there that you'd go into and you'd soak it up fairly well, I'd say, especially if you're a Tyrone fan. Oh,
that's given me PTSD when I looked too young to get into the cinema and discos as a teenager. So all my friends would be inside and I'd be outside to spend the whole time trying to get in.
Oh, watching then, the footage of the disco on your phone.
listening to the highlights. And then they'd all come out and you go, oh, was it good? Yeah. So that's essentially what those Mayo fans.
Yeah, it was like when you used to argue with the bouncer.
Yeah,
like, please, all my friends are in there. I'm on my own.
How can I be a regular if you won't let me in?
Because it was strange during the water break, the last water break. So about 15 minutes left.
Yeah,
a couple of fans because they started opening up the gates, obviously,
because people were going to leave. Yeah,
and a couple of fans started going over to the stewards, hoping that they'd be able to can we just go in for a look
for the last few minutes?
I don't know.
Look, if it's you know,
it's fair play to them. That's
what I would say is that they're down there they're properly supporting their team.
Yeah, plus you know, if Mayo had won or if you know whoever won, you want to be there for the celebrations on site.
Yeah,
don't you?
No, I do understand it. It's just
who did you meet up with?
Oh, sure. Look, I went down. Look. As a neutral, I went down with the hope that Mayo were going to do it. It was halftime when I left home, watching the first half at home. Mm. Went down with the hope, this is it. I'm confident Mayo will do this. Listening on the radio, on the cycle to Croke Park, it was getting, it was just going worse and worse and worse. And they missed a penalty. And they, Mayo missed a penalty. And then Tyrone scored very, very soon after that goal. And so I was thinking, right, I'm going to have to change my tack here because my whole plan was Mayo would win. Mayo, this is going to be great, all the voices I'm going to get. And I was like, oh no, this is I have to change my plan here. So then as the fans started trickling out, I obviously approached a couple of Mayo fans and they told me where to go. So I said, okay, right, I need to really rethink what I'm at here. And I was thinking to myself, if Tip had lost and some idiot was coming up to me with a microphone, I was like, no, go away.
A bright yellow
and they were really
microphone.
Nice. Now, in fairness, they were nice, but they were like, no. And I was saying, oh, God, this is terrible.
Did you get any Mayo fans to talk to you?
I did get one, yes.
One, okay.
Mayo? They always give it the best, and we always follow them, but they'll never win in All-Ireland. I followed them since I was 7, and now I'm 34, so to beat, but they get into an All-Ireland every year. It's better than nothing.
Yeah, definitely.
Better than nothing, I suppose, is one way of looking at it.
Yeah, she tears in her eyes.
They're a very successful team, but they just haven't gotten that piece of silverware.
And then they say, you know, it's the hope that kills you. It's the hope that kills you, but it's the hope that keeps them going. Like, as a Tipperary fan, if I was going to All-Ireland's every week, like that week that they just had looking for tickets and the excitement of going to Croke Park, it beats any other week of the year.
But then
any
you have the come down of losing.
I know, but and then they go again next year.
They forget
all about last year once they get to the All-Ireland again. So it's not the hope that kills them. I know for Leitrim fans or Sligo fans, they would love to have the week that Mayo fans just had.
Fair, yeah.
No, that's probably not what Mayo fans want to hear right now. But.
Now, what about Tyrone, though? Did you meet up with jubilant Tyrone fans?
What? These lads are rocking. Couldn't understand. Their accents were strong now. I'm coming from a very southern accent, so it was a bit of, I don't know, did they understand what I was saying and understand what they're saying, but I put the microphone to their mouth.
Okay, let's have a listen.
There's the final whistle. It's Tyrone's turn to celebrate. It's their All-Ireland final. Champions for the
come on, Tyrone. Come on, Tyrone. We're going to take this.
How good is that?
How great is good there? Like,
Dream team.
Tyrone right there in cruise control that whole game. Like,
Who's your man of the match?
Brian Doher.
That was brilliant. Best game in a long time. It was a brilliant game. Had me on the edge of the seat the whole match.
100 out of 10.
And if it was any other team, would you have bet him just as well?
No.
Cara Curlin's first time to see Tyrone win the All-Ireland. What do you say, Cara?
Well, did you enjoy it?
Yeah.
Same again next year?
Yeah.
How good was that?
Unreal, sir.
Where's your top?
Oh, I don't know. It's gone. It's gone.
Easy work.
Easy work, yeah. Easy work. Would you have done it to any team?
Probably, aye.
Yeah.
Yeah, you still got to feel sorry for me, Ola.
Yeah.
Like, waiting not there long and still couldn't come over us, like, but... Yeah, it happens. And that's it.
You don't really care, though, do you?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
Joey, unreal. Absolutely unreal. Yeah. Nobody expected it, which is even better. Montarone!
All-Ireland final. Champions for the first time since 2008.
Wow.
It sounds like 25,000 Joe Brawleys.
Fair play to them.
That was dizzy. I love that. Lads, no top on. Horse from screaming. And you know, the night hasn't even begun at that point.
Yeah. Where's your top? I don't know. Yeah. It's gone.
Yeah. There'll be some lad sitting beside the fountain on Dame Street with his head in his hands at 9:45.
This morning.
Yeah.
Going what?
Yeah. Washing his hair.
That's brilliant. An amazing day. Congratulations, Tyrone fans. Yeah. Tough going, Mayo. Hi, Mona.
Hi, good morning.
Sure, look it. Isn't that it?
Mona, first thing on a Monday, the buzzer goes off, means you win a bright yellow Dermot and Dave Today FM Asher. Look it, isn't that a t-shirt?
Thanks a million.
And Dave, you shouldn't be saying hi, Mona. You know we should be singing.
Hey, Mona. How many times have you heard that Craig McLaughlin song?
Loads. Loads.
Do you remember the, are you old enough to remember the ad campaign from the 80s that just said Big Ed loves Mona?
No, I don't.
And you're sick of people saying
I don't want to know about it either. Shut up, Dermot.
Oh, it was very exciting.
Plenty sagging about it.
Mona, I think it's a beautiful name. Do you know why you're called Mona?
Because my aunt is called Mona.
Oh, so there you go.
Hi, Aunt Mona.
I'm called Dermot because my dad was called Dermot. And I think being the youngest of six, they were just too lazy to come up with a different name. Hang on a second.
You had another Naiva star, given it sucks in the chats.
Oh, yeah, Craig Long Curly here.
Craig McLaughlin.
What a guy, what a hank.
Shirt open, chest sticking out. Anyway, enough
hank
of
Aussie meat.
Mona, C is a great tea, €650. What do you think?
I think it's cherry is a great tomato.
Cherry is a great tomato.
Yeah.
No.
No, okay.
But we'll send you out a t-shirt to County Clare.
I do. I'm delighted. Thanks a million.
All right, Mona.
Love show.
Bye. Thank you. Bye.
We got Fiona, who is in Athy in County Kildare. Hello, Fiona Lockman. How are you?
Hi, guys. Good morning.
What's going on in Kildare today?
I don't know. I haven't been out yet.
Oh, you haven't?
I can tell you later.
did you end over the weekend? Did you watch any exciting things on television or any of the sport?
Didn't get to see any of the sport. Heartbroken for Mayo, really.
I know.
God, heartbroken.
I think the whole country is. But we have to remember to be very happy for Tyrone, because
I was going to say
they've done something pretty incredible. And people are like, oh, poor Mayo. But well done, Tyrone. So you didn't see Danny Ricciardo winning the Grand Prix?
No, my son would have been watching that, but I didn't see that, no.
Yeah, just please, it's actually more boring him talking about F1 than it is about golf, so please, let's not start that.
I just can't watch golf. I think it's a great game, but I cannot watch it.
Dermot, watch it, play it, read about it, practice it in the studio, you name it.
I could just go from like the full 3 hours of the Grand Prix with the build up and all that stuff, mm-hmm. and then straight into a PGA event for another like 5 or 6 hours. that's my sweet spot right there.
Fiona, let's focus on something far more interesting, which is you walking away with €650. What do you think C is a great T stands for?
Confucius is a great teacher.
Do you know any Confucius quotes?
That one about beauty. Everyone has beauty, but not everyone can see it or something. Oh. I should probably know.
Because I always thought as a kid that one man with itchy bone wake up with smelly finger was really Confucius. But it wasn't. I realised later it was actually a joke, not an ancient Chinese proverb. But anyway, Confucius is a great teacher, but that's not the right answer.
Okay.
Sorry, Fiona.
Thank you.
Yes, bye, sorry. Bye. Sorry for everything, Fiona. Gillian Reenan is in Dundalk. Hello, Gillian.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Not bad yourself.
Not a bother.
Any crack going on with you?
No, not much. All's quiet.
Are you
working from home?
Are you? How is this?
Yeah, I'm really enjoying it. I know everybody's like, oh, I can't wait to get back into the office. I really don't want to.
You don't want to see those stinky other humans. You want to stay where you are in your gaff.
Exactly. I don't get colds or flus or stomach bugs or anything. Keep me away from
conversations. Social connection. But for some people, like, we're all different. I think that's the thing that was never recognized before. That, you know, some people do work better from home and are happier and more comfortable. Other people absolutely need to be out of the house for as long as possible. And some people are in between. But what's great is that now with this hybrid working formula that people are moving towards, more people will be happy, one would hope, except for the boss, who's probably annoyed.
I think it's a better quality of life.
Well, that's the key, isn't it?
You feel more freer, you know?
Yeah. Getting that balance right. Whatever suits you. Okay, Gillian, €650 will suit you very well. What is C is a great T?
Camping is a great trip.
Camping is a great trip. Are you a camper?
I used to be years ago, and quite recently a friend of mine was trying to talk me into going camping, but...
God, you'd have to interact socially with them, so I wouldn't bother doing that. You'd probably get a head cold and a stomach bug off them. So run a mile.
Oh, no, they'll be in a different tent.
Oh, God, yeah, in a different county.
She'll be in the other tent with her laptop and her headset on.
Camping is a great trip. No.
No.
Sorry, Gillian.
Oh, look. But you know what? Right. Working from home really does suit you because you have loads of time to chat to the two lads on the radio instead of doing your job.
Exactly. And I don't have to hide in an office when I'm talking
there
to you.
There you are, Gillian. Yeah. Come here, have a great day.
Before I go can I say hello to Darren, who's driving at the minute. He's feeling a wee bit rough.
Oh, poor Darren. Well,
is he a Tyrone man?
No.
Just feeling a bit rough.
Just a heavy drink
on Monday. Darren, have a good day. Gillian, have a good day. Talk to you soon.
Thanks, guys.
Bye. We should point something out. Someone had a guess this morning, which is very interesting, but we just need to clarify that it's incorrect because it says Causeway is Antrim's great temptation. So we said C is a great T, and they took the A, not to mean A, the indefinite article. But we would probably say C is a GT or I don't know, whatever. So you can rule out Antrim being in there or any other. That is just the letter A. So
A is A.
Is A great is in, they're 100% in the sentence as they are. It's the C and the T we're looking for, but thanks for that guess.
I remember getting hit with a ruler because I pronounced the letter A and not A.
Hit by a teacher.
Don't you just miss the 80s?
Teacher hit you because of the way you pronounce
it. Yeah, stop saying A. And stop saying to. Like, I went to the shop. You say to. It's pronounced to. I went to the shop.
Herbert, you hang on a second. We've gotten to almost 2 hours in the show.
Yeah, which is amazing because you've no voice after Ronaldo.
Yeah, I know. I'm so, so bad. But we haven't really gotten to the point where we've talked about the fact that you just went and played golf in Spain.
I did. I was playing there with my two of my three brothers.
How was it?
It was fantastic. I didn't bring home the Whelan Brother Trophy, unfortunately. That went home to Italy. But my brother was so delighted. But I'm wrecked. Not from the trip.
Not from the trip.
No. I'm wrecked from the fall. Because fell off my skateboard on the way into the office.
Now, as you know, I'm a nice human. I do not take joy in anyone else's pain, unless you're Man City or Liverpool. But, like, you falling off your skateboard is one of the things that brings me joy in my life. Because I said to you when you started doing this that you shouldn't be on a skateboard at your age. And you keep proving me right.
Look, it's only two falls. Ish. Anyway, it wasn't my fault. I hit. It was so unlucky. It was a flattened bottle top, basically.
Okay.
That someone, a car had driven over, but it obviously went into my wheels and just locked out the wheels, which meant I went into an unintentional handbrake turn.
Hang on. And a flat bottle, something that a car had crushed to flat.
It just normally you would just it would do nothing, but sometimes it just and the board went and I went flying off it and landed on the footpath, cut my hand.
Let's see.
And
oh my god, you did! I'm sorry for laughing at you. That's actually bad. That's actually a proper cut.
I'm not sorry. I think this is hilarious. Bruised my knee. I hurt my neck, but of course. Like, as soon as I fell off onto the path, three women rushed over and went, "Are you okay? Oh my God, are you all right?" Whereas every bloke in my vicinity took one look at me and just thought, "Sap."
Which skateboard were you on? Were you on a leg push skateboard or were you on an electric
just
trigger?
Regular, no motors skateboard. But what's really sad is that I have, or had, a 20-year special limited edition commemoration of All That You Can't Leave Behind, U2 album. It was a bracelet with a little U2 emblem on it. And
the beads.
As I hit the ground, it burst and all the beads shot off across Nassau Street, which ironically proved that you can leave it behind because most of it's still on the road. So that's what I was most gutted. I was like, look at my bleeding arm. I was like, oh no, with the thing, all the beads. So I'd already suffered enough public shame without going around picking up beads off the road.
Well, buses try and drive
can fast. I tell you just the saddest thing of all?
Yeah.
That the moment I crashed off the board, this is what was playing in my headphones.
Ha ha ha!
I don't know how it popped up, but whatever playlist I was listening to. And yeah, as I picked myself, my dignity, and what was left of my U2 bracelet off the road, I thought to myself, actually a great cheese song for Dave.
I might choose it tomorrow. We had a friend, Dermot, who was a divil for Fallon when he was out for a night. One day I met him in town after a night out and asked him how he'd get on. It was a great night, he said. I just had one bad fall. He ignored the three or four not so bad falls. And I had a fall off my son's new skateboard he got just before Christmas a good few years ago. Badly broke my elbow. Doctor said to the kids to keep her off the skateboard and use it themselves. Needs to say none of us use it after, as the kids were young at the time.
Just you get anyone who, I suppose, was ever boarded knows that it's just some things can happen.
Hey, you carve it up on Nassau Street, you know, these are the dangers, you know.
So we were hearing about Conor McGregor there on the red carpet of the VMAs. Where are we going to see that on telly tonight again, Matt?
MTV.
So MTV, funny
half,
that.
Half seven and then 9 o'clock, isn't it, Marie? Isn't that right?
Is this the MTV Video
Music
Awards?
Half seven and 9 o'clock, MTV. Yeah.
I was saying that, you know, that Conor McGregor threw a drink and tried to have a scrap at Machine Gun Kelly, who was the partner of Megan Fox. And he wanted a photo with her, but the word came back that it was not going to happen. So he lost the rag. And people on the text and WhatsApp 087-4100-102 disagree so strongly with Dermot on the Megan Fox thing. Her partner has no right to refuse a photo with her. She is not his property. She can refuse a photo if she does not want one.
But you weren't Maybe. Saying that it was his choice. You were just saying it came back from their people. Like the people, Machine Gun Kelly and Megan Fox people are one group, aren't they?
Yeah. One group, yeah.
Well, we've absolutely no idea what happened on the carpet, but I suppose from my perspective, I was thinking if I was out with my wife and she was being harassed for photos and was uncomfortable, at some point I would step in and go, here, no photos, lads. Yeah. And you'd have to respect that. That was my point.
Mm. Also, there was a clip of her on the red carpet after they came back out, and her dress was see-through. Like, there was nothing. You could see everything. Everybody goes frantically Googling now Megan Fox at the VMAs. And they asked her about her outfit, and she said, well, he said that this is what I was wearing. So I said, he's king. I said, okay, whatever you want.
So, well, sounds very normal.
I would say that if she's letting him lick her face in the middle of a televised interview, that there's a certain dynamic at play.
They're having a laugh, lads.
Let's go back in time, shall we?
Way back.
2014. And so many things were happening. This was happening.
We're very excited about our investment in Ireland. Ireland's a great place. I've been here many times. I have so many friends. And I love the people and I love the country. And I felt that it was just an appropriate time. And we had an opportunity. And to get this kind of land on the Atlantic Ocean is just unprecedented.
Atlantic Ocean, you know, weird Nordic bit there trying in a minute.
Yeah, that was a TV star called Donald Trump who would never be president.
God, no.
Surely not from 2014. Rory did this.
And with a score of 271, the winner of the gold medal and the champion golfer of the year is Rory McIlroy.
To be able to hold this Clara jug is an incredible feeling. So thank you for everything you do. You know, the RNA is a great organization, and you know, I'm glad to be their champion this year.
Another incredible golf speech that really gets the hair standing in the back of your neck.
Well, thanks to the RNA. Yeah, I'm really pleased.
A great organization.
You know what? I'm going to take a break from winning majors in a few months, and I won't win any more after 2015 for the crack.
All right.
Of course, the Anglo-Irish lads were all on trial. We're not going to play a clip of that because it's too depressing. Also, we lost one of our greatest ever actors, Robin Williams.
This is unusual and upsetting, but we got some news. We got some news during the show that that Robin Williams has passed away. And I'm sorry to anyone in our studio audience that I'm breaking this news. This is absolutely shocking and horrifying. And so upsetting on every level.
Wow.
That was so sad, wasn't it, Robin Williams? He was such a chap who just brought joy every time he appeared on the screen. But then there was excitement because Garth Brooks announced that he was coming to do gigs in Ireland, and he wasn't doing it for all 32 counties. He was doing it for
Limerick.
And so we talked about a second on sale, especially because of one town, Limerick. The on sale went horribly bad for them. The system went down in Limerick. And these people stand in line. They wait. They camp for days for this. Well, we're looking at them and we say, if we put a second on sale, we got to take care of Limerick. So we call the ticketing company. They're already way ahead of us. They're sending two supervisors up for the second on sale to make sure that everyone in Limerick that was in that line gets taken care of. Now, they went from down, because I got letters from Limerick, and they were all sweet, just saying we didn't get them. They went from down to the second on sale, up again. Here come the letters, the emails. They were so appreciative. Everything was rocking. And then came the thing where, hey, Garth, we're okay in three of them. You're going to have to figure out what to do with the other two.
See, it was for the people of Limerick you wanted to come here. I hope you know the role that we played in getting Garth Brooks to Ireland. Because then it never happened, unfortunately.
Yeah, there is that.
Garth, we weren't even queuing for you. We were queuing for All-Ireland tickets for 2018. We knew then at that stage it was going to happen. But then it was discussions and talks and there were angry Croke Park residents, of which I used to be one, and personally I used to love the concerts. I was like, let's have them every weekend.
Well, especially when you moved out of there. Let everyone else worry about the people falling asleep in your hedge, in your garden.
Even when I woke up with a man asleep in my front garden, complete with motorcycle helmet on, I didn't mind, because I thought, you know what, that's what happens when you live near a big stadium that has concerts.
True, but of course there was this news.
All five concerts by Garth Brooks at Croke Park in Dublin have been cancelled. Aiken Promotions released a statement this afternoon saying that all avenues had been exhausted in a bid to stage the event.
So there was mixed feelings towards Garth, you know, because he doubled down and said, look, it's five or nothing. And that's it. You're getting me for five nights. Obviously, he stood to make a huge amount of money from them. And two full Croke Parks is a sizable amount of cash to miss out on. But it looks like that maybe, we don't know what's happening, but obviously three look like they're going to go ahead. It's rumoured that it's going to happen in September of next year. And one wonders if there are three locked down, then the usual concert thing is, due to popular demand, another date. So would there be five? Because I haven't heard of any other Croke Parks announced for next year.
That's the key. Usually the reason that the Croke Park residents were up in arms was because of the fact that they agree to a certain number in the year, along with the GAA as well. You know, there's disruption, there's parking, there's chaos, there's noises, whatever. So they agree to a certain
amount.
There's
people asleep in your garden in a motorcycle helmet.
And then when this number was kind of, you know, bumped up by Garth's the demand to do five, that's when it all kind of fell apart. So I've heard nothing else about 2022 Croke Park, but obviously gigs are back. Gigs are coming back. 2022 is the year of the gig. Give Garth all five. Surely that's the answer.
It's the answer for Garth Brooks fans.
Well, let's talk to one.
What about the rest of us who maybe don't have a big CD collection of Garth Brooks albums?
Ursula's in Tyrone. Hi, Ursula.
Hello.
What a week for you. You win the All-Ireland and then Garth is coming to town.
I know, I'm buzzing, totally buzzing.
So come here, what is the story? How deep is your love for Garth Brooks?
Well, I've always loved him. I'm old enough to remember when he was in Ireland before, but I was too young to go to the gig at that time.
Right.
So I got a ticket for 2014. Me and my then fiance, really excited to go, and then obviously got it when it was cancelled. I was getting married in 2015, so we booked a tribute act for the wedding.
A Garth Brooks tribute act?
Yes.
Amazing. Were they good?
Yes. What happened was, I had him booked him through his manager, and then I hadn't heard anything for a while. We were pretty chill about the wedding, but a few days before it, I thought, gosh, I haven't heard from him for a while. So I tracked him down instead of his manager, and he said, oh no, I've got another gig that day.
Oh my gosh.
And I was like, are you kidding me? I was just like life imitating, well, life, I suppose.
Did he demand five weddings?
So then what we did was, I was like, not going to be defeated. Well, I got a wedding band to cover for him, but we started ringing around all the other Garth Brooks tribute acts, of which there's
a surprising amount and got another guy who was doing a gig that night to call by our wedding and do a few songs for us.
That is dedication to Garth Brooks.
Yeah. And was it good? Yeah. Was he any good?
Yeah, he was brilliant, yeah. But, like, I mean, anyone half decent would have been amazing, to be honest.
Well, when your other one is double booked, well, 2 days yeah. before your wedding. So how do you feel about the news, then, that you may get to see Garth next year? And will you get tickets this time?
I'm undecided. Like, I was really excited when I saw it, because it just been... Funny, I'd just been chatting to my husband about it on Friday night. We have a little, with the kids, a Friday night disco, and I was like, that's the long two pina coladas, but you can't get Garth Brooks on Spotify.
Oh!
So, no, because he doesn't go with the streaming services.
That's right.
So, then there was a guy who does, like, another impersonator, but he was amazing on Spotify. I was like, that'll do. I'm not that fussy. So I'm just thinking, with having kids now and COVID, can I be bothered going down to Dublin for it? I'm not sure. I think what I prefer is just one of those tribute acts off the back of a lorry.
Do you know what? Times have changed for you, Ursula. There was a time when you were excited about the gig and you were booking wedding tribute acts. Now you're like, could I be arsed going down to Dublin for the gig?
I'm a fan, but I'm practical at the end of the day. And
no. You will not regret it.
I know there's a lot of people who are sore. They're really sore. I'm not sore by any of it.
Sore that he never came in 2014.
Yeah, a lot of people I know from Tyrone. You know, it's a massive thing in Tyrone.
Yeah.
And a lot of people from Tyrone I know are feeling really betrayed and hurt by him doing that.
Oh, because he didn't come down for the three that he said five or zero.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
What is the country music scene like in Tyrone? Is it any different to any of the surrounding counties? Are you guys a special...
I think it's bigger, yeah. I think we're very happy to embrace that part of our identity and just enjoy it.
Yeah, what is it about country music in general with Irish people? The country music scene... You know, I don't know what our connection to that part of America, you know, the southern states. I don't know why did it suddenly take off here? Is it because the contents of the song? Is it a rural connection, do you think? Why do Irish people love country music so much?
Well, speaking on behalf of all of Ireland, personally, I don't know. I can't say, but it's just, I think it's fun. And I think a lot of, you know, like songs like Two Pina Coladas and Friends in Low Places, you can kind of relate to them too, can't you?
Yeah.
You know, they kind of strike you with your own experience. So, but mostly just think they're good fun and good crack. And like, it's about not taking yourself too seriously. And most, like, that's a good part of the Irish identity.
Well, let's hope he doesn't take his finances too seriously and he does the three gigs this time instead of, you know, throwing his toys out of the pram.
Why would he
get
not making money on three gigs anyway? Come on.
I'll be very surprised if he does only three. I think there's other ones hiding in the wings. And we also think you should be there.
Yeah,
after
Ursula.
All the years of support, Ursula, and dealing with tribute acts. You need to see the real thing. You mightn't even survive it. You'll be so excited.
I'll go. I'll probably end up going. I've got no... Like, the last time, I didn't book it initially, and then I was like, oh, I'm missing out. So then I booked one of the extra ones, so that's why I'm not sore about them all being cancelled, because I was in one of the add-ons anyway.
I can't wait for your post-Garth Croke Park gig review, which will be... Yeah, it was pretty good, but not as good as the tribute act I saw on the back of a lorry in the car park one time.
If it's anything like when I saw Bruce Springsteen at Glastonbury, I was just so excited then. I just started running laughs around the site because I didn't know how to express what excitement it was.
You didn't know how to express your excitement, so you just ran around in circles around the perimeter.
Yeah, I just ran because... I was vibing off it, so at least Croke Park will be a good site for doing that.
Yeah, exactly. Get down onto the pitch and around you go, laps and laps and laps.
Yeah, well, Bryce Sprongsteen, the tribute act, is playing in Tyrone.
Yeah, like, you need to get in the tribute scene.
It certainly sounds like it, yeah. Ursula, thank you so much.
I know a guy who does Johnny Cash. He's very good.
Oh, really?
What's his name? Johnny Tenor. Come here, Ursula. Thanks a million for talking to us. Get yourself tickets. All right. See you later.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye.
See, the fandom, it runs deep, and I think people will just go crazy for it. I think it might be one of those FOMO gigs. Do you remember Coldplay happened? And if you weren't at Coldplay, even if you kind of were a passive fan of Coldplay, suddenly you had massive FOMO thinking, I wasn't there. Or maybe the U2 360 tour. These big events that happened when everyone just feels like they're missing out.
Yeah, how quickly people forget, says the text. Hungry fecker. Three wouldn't do him. All about the money. Had tickets last time. Wouldn't look out my window for him now. So, tell us how you're feeling,
lads. The satisfaction.
Peter Stringer has joined us today. He's in with us. Somebody says Dave would definitely need to clean his legs after Ultimate Hell Week, lads. I would even have to wash my legs in the shower, I think, if I did Ultimate Hell Week.
Well, actually, Peter Stringer has stayed with us because Aoife in Athlone is on the line. And I think she's got a bone to pick with you, Peter. Aoife, are you there?
Just about.
What did you want to say to Peter Stringer, star of Ultimate Hell Week, who was put through the ringer?
I'll take you on. I'll take you on anytime.
What were you doing on Wednesday night when this was on telly?
Trying to have a baby. I was in the labour ward. And it was intense. And then we were flicking around on the channels and I was like, they have no clue.
I am not disagreeing with you in the slightest.
No, that is a walk in the park. I would swap places right now.
So you would have preferred Ray Goggins shouting in your face, Aoife?
Totally. Yeah, I probably would have maybe quickened things up.
I can sympathise with you. I was in the room with my wife when she was giving birth to my son Noah. 12 hours of labour. My wife, her initials being DS. I've had plenty of practice at home. Yes, DS, no DS. I know exactly where you're coming from in the labour ward.
I was like, no, I need Ray cursing and shouting and all of this. Yeah, they were moaning and I was like, oh, would they shut up?
And Aoife, what was the joy at the end? What's the baby's name?
Baby Anya arrived a few hours later.
Welcome to the world, Baby Anya.
Thank you. Thanks. She's asleep at the moment. No, we're only home with few hours. Everything fine.
Oh, good.
You're just in the door. Amazing.
Yesterday evening, So, just took a few days, but...
Exciting.
Yeah, everything's great. She's a dote, absolute dote.
Will she watch the show tomorrow night, will she?
Oh, we're going to stay off, and I'm still going to stick to my guns. I'm going to sign up next year. Nothing.
Aoife, fair play to you. Congratulations on the arrival of the baby on you. See you later.
Thank you. Bye. Take care.
I think she's onto something there. I think every labour ward just needs Ray Goggins in there. Just shouting at the baby, get out of the womb! The baby's like, yes, DS, wah!
Before 10 o'clock, we were talking about Garth Brooks and the fact that he's announced three gigs in 2022. Will it be three? Will it be four? Will it be five? We don't know. But some people are happy, some people are not happy. Ski's been on to us, though, with his opinion.
Good morning, lads. I can't wait. I literally can't wait. I'll start queuing now. And everybody's saying, why not going after the last time? They'll queue up for tickets again, and he'll sell out in minutes. So I cannot wait for Garth Brooks to come back. I will be dusting off my cowboy hat and going on a diet to get back into my tight jeans and checkered shirt.
And Catherine has a slightly different opinion.
Good morning, Dermot and Dave. I just think it's funny, this whole Garth Brooks thing. I couldn't be arsed. But in a shop, I can't remember what one, back after the show was cancelled, I saw a woman buying up so many of the t-shirts that reduced to 150 with Garth Brooks on them. I'd say she'd be in the money now.
That's it, because she can just stand outside Crow Park and sell the t-shirts you got for 150 for 15 quid.
Yeah.
Like, come on.
That is a long-term investment right there.
Yeah. Although it will, of course, say the 2014 dates and stuff on them.
That was more risky than crypto, that purchase. She had no idea if he was ever going to come back, if he could die in the meantime. She still put the money down for later.
Irene O'Kane is in Nace this morning doing a bit of housework. Hi, Irene. You gone? You there?
She's become trapped under the Nilfisk. At the moment,
who has a Nilfisk anymore? Phone.
Oh, they're still going strong.
Ah, they're not.
We like all vacuum brands, by the way.
We do, of course, all vacuum brands. But like, people don't have Nilfisk. I've seen, the only place I've seen the word Nilfisk recently is on one of those massive, what are they called? The machines that clean car park floors. Those driving machines. Nilfisk was on that.
They're still making vacuum cleaners.
I'm sure you are, Nilfisk, but get more relevant. Where's your TikTok account, Nilfisk? I haven't seen anything.
God, it's an amazing word to say. Irene, do you like to say the word Nilfisk?
Irene!
Hello?
Hi, Hey!
Come on, Irene.
Yes, what were you doing there housework-wise?
Oh, you were cleaning up the bomb site. Little girl gone to school.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's always an explosion. You
know, little girl's bedrooms, way worse than little boy's bedrooms, I've discovered.
Oh, she's unreal.
What are the toys that are most guilty of being on the floor?
What?
Oh, the little tiny figures, the ones that hurt your feet.
Yes, I was glad you said it, because there's so many My Little Pony and LOL, the tiny LOL dolls are as sore as Lego. Tiny.
I think she does it on purpose, yeah. It's like Home Alone.
Irene, C is a great T. What do you think, for €700?
Is it Captain is a great title?
Captain is a great title. C is a great T. Captain is a great title. No.
Oh.
Sorry, Irene.
Sorry, Irene.
We have an image of you now hanging up the phone, turning around, and suddenly a tin of paint swings down from your sister's, from your daughter's bedroom door and smacks you in the face.
No, I have the iron plugged in.
Of the iron, okay.
The iron is ready.
Get back to that, so. All right, see you later, Irene.
No problem,
bye. Bye, bye, bye. Do you think, like, you know, Garth Brooks might stir up the passion of the nation, and you find people, whether they think they're very excited about Garth Brooks coming, whether they don't want to go because he's a money-grabbing you-know-what since the last time, and he wouldn't take 3 gigs, he wanted 5. No, forget all that. That's not the big news. The thing that's making the text line go into absolute meltdown is Dermot saying he's interested in Neil Fisk.
What's annoying people, Dave, is you saying that Neil Fisk were irrelevant and weren't even around anymore.
Yeah.
Like, certainly, I don't remember any other kind of vacuum cleaner in my house when I was growing up other than a Neil Fisk 90.
Precisely, Dermot. And you grew up a long time ago.
Well, people are on the phone. Who's on the phone, Emer?
Gemma.
Hi, Gemma.
Hi.
Are you?
Oh, my God. I can't believe I'm talking to you.
Are you upset about Dave's casual, dismissive comments about Nilfisk, one of the greatest words ever to say? Nilfisk.
Yeah, Nilfisk, yeah. No, they're brilliant. I have one. My late mum had one as well. And it only kind of went recently in the last 3 years.
Yeah. So hang on, did you buy a new one since?
Yeah. I suppose I have it about maybe 6 or 7 years. It's a Nilfisk coupe.
Coupe?
See, they've moved with the times, Dave. It's no longer the 90, it's now the coupe. What does that mean? The top is missing.
All the dust gets sucked in and goes out the back.
Well, you know, Maria is a fan as well here. Maria, what did you say a few moments ago about a Nilfisk?
I used to use one. I was a cleaner in a hotel and I used to use one. And there isn't anything that you couldn't suck up with a Nilfisk.
Yeah,
nothing.
For sure.
Like, the big test is those folded up beer mats that you'd find like in the lounge, and you go, "Oh, yeah, here Nagel. I come!" Right up.
That's where I picture them. I picture them being used in industrial scenarios.
Yeah,
not in your gaff, Gemma.
No, I have one. It's brilliant. It's absolutely brilliant. As I said, it's a coupe duo, whatever that means.
Oh, does that mean, does it just suck or does it clean as well as suck?
Clean as well as suck. It does everything here at the moment anyway.
Even if it's not meant to.
Well, I've been on their website just to see what else. Yes, Dave, they have quite a good industrial range of cleaners and for things for car parks and stuff.
Right.
But they also do things for home and garden. For instance, they do something that I need, which is a high pressure washer. So you could be cleaning your patio, your roof, everything.
Neil Fisk.
Neil Fisk.
Gemma, he's angling for a discount on a Neil Fisk pressure washer. Look, is what's happening.
I'll tell you what, it's not just sentimental reasons that we used to have one in my house. You know, there's certain brands that you remember as a child. Like, my mother had a Nordmende radio, and that it's a lovely word to say. Nordmende. Neil Fisk. And one of my other favourites, Husqvarna. if you own anything with Husqvarna on it, you're 32% more manly. I used my hedge trimmer the other day. Husqvarna! That's the noise it makes.
The only Husqvarna! The only Husqvarna product I've ever wanted is that app-controlled satellite GPS self lawnmower thing, except I have plastic grass, so I have no use for it. But I want
it. You should get the robotic Uber then.
Well, yeah, because I have him. He's called Trevor. And he's in German. Oh, yes, he's in my house. Yeah.
His wife hates it.
Yeah. She's coming around slowly but surely. Anyway, Gemma, we better go, but thanks a million.
You're more than welcome, then.
All right, see you later.
Enjoy your Nilfisk.
Lads, I'm 30, and I was unbelievably excited when my mom brought me a Nilfisk for my new house. You'd be stuck to the floor with it.
Are there any other of those kind of brand names that are just fun to say?
Bush. You don't hear that anymore.
Wow. Wow.
Pie. Remember that? Pie.
Lord Mende. There was one beginning with F. What was that one again? Anyway, Husqvarna. If there's any other brand names that you just find fun to say, please share them with us. 087-4100-102.
Dave's World. Dave's World. If we don't let him do it, he gets ratty.
There'll be a celebrity joining us very shortly. A celebrity who has no idea about this. We'll get to that in a second. First of all, John says, I hear they're developing a new biscuit in mayo. It's called a Sammy Dodger. There was always going to be mayo jokes.
That is cruel.
Oh, stop feeling sorry for them. Up Tyrone.
Well, I noticed the mayo for Sam 22 messages have already been coming in for the last day or so.
Absolutely.
They're already back on the horse.
Pete says, my ex-girlfriend wants us to get back together. Man, I am so lucky this week. I won the lottery and now this. Shane says, what's orange and used to be the president of the United States? No, not Donald Trump. Barack Obama.
Oh, that is terrible.
Terrible. Irene says, why do so many people get such simple sayings wrong? Answers on a Coast Guard. Kenneth says, my wife left me because I installed CCTV in every room in the house. In fairness, I can see where she's coming from.
We hate those ones.
Murphogram says, this may make me sound a bit big-headed, but I can't get my jumper off. That's such a dad joke.
That's such a dad joke, yeah.
So is this. But it's from Mags, who's not a dad. Mags says, I was really struggling to work out how to fasten my seatbelt. Then it just clicked.
Oh, God. These are, it's a grown
fest.
Come on,
Mags.
David says, another wooden ball. Would the makers of avocados, would it kill them to invent another toy?
Now that's good, Maria.
I don't get it.
It's a Kinder, like.
Like, so the avocado, every time you open up the toy inside, is a wooden ball. Yeah, now you get it.
Now I get it.
Tony says, I went to the doctors yesterday and told him every time I cough, I hear words like knight, bishop, pawn, a queen. He says, oh, you've got a chest infection.
<That's> terrible.
Connor says, I've been offered a job on the fish counter in my local supermarket, but I'm not sure whether I'll accept it or not. Ah, I need to weigh up the frozen prawns.
I'm actually, I don't think it's funny, but I'm impressed you didn't mess up the words.
Yeah, it's, oh.
Oh, gosh. Okay, here's an old-fashioned joke. An Englishman, an Irishman, and a Scotsman are in a psychology lesson. And the lecturer asks the Englishman, what's the opposite of joy? He says, sorrow. And he asks the Scotsman, what's the opposite of sadness? And he says, happiness. And he asks Paddy the Irishman, what's the opposite of woe? Giddy up.
That is actually a granddad joke.
That is a granddad joke. I love it. Naomi says, these should be read out by a celebrity. So I've brought a celebrity in today to read these jokes out.
Wow.
Where?
It's Dermot Gavin. And I haven't told Dermot Gavin that he's reading these jokes out.
No. Hello, Dermot.
Perform, monkey. Go.
How you doing, guys? Celebrity gardener Dermot Gavin here.
Naomi would
been blackmailed into this because we're live on radio. Yeah. And fine, I'll get my own back, don't you?
Well, I've no doubt.
Read this.
Yeah, read these from Naomi.
My brother is right. My brother is dating a girl called Rosemary. I don't know what he sees in her. Rosemary.
Oh, God.
I want to distance myself from this. I've never seen these jokes before in my life. I've got the most organized herb garden in my street. I put it down to good time management. Time.
I like that one.
Yes, so do I.
And my neighbor says he's afraid to grow a fruit tree. I told him to grow a pear.
Thank you, Naomi, and thank you, Dermot.
I'm ruining the world here.
That last one worked because it was in Dermot Gavin's voice.
Okay, one
thanks,
more.
Thanks, Dermot.
One more. Niall says, a man finds a brass lamp and he rubs it vigorously. And then, poof, in a cloud of smoke, a genie pops out and says, you have freed me from my lamp prison. I shall grant thee one wish and one wish only. Choose wisely. So the man thinks for a minute and he says, okay, I want to live forever. The genie shakes his head and he says, I am sorry. This is the one and only wish I cannot grant. There must be something else. So the man thinks again for a minute and he goes, I've got it. I want to live until Mayo win the All-Ireland. You sneaky fecker, says the genie.
Wow, Dermot has spent some time in Glasgow, says Niall and Tip.
What?
I wasn't hearing a Scottish accent there when go Dermot Gavin, celebrity gardener, guest appearance against his will.
Impromptu guest appearance.
Dave's bad jokes. Especially good today, lads. Just what I needed, says somebody. Trying and failing to find college accommodation for my daughter.
Ouch.
Oh, that sounds so scary. It's only a few years away from me. Feck off, Dave, with bells on it from the people of Mayo.
I do apologise to the people of Mayo. Look, they're still funny jokes.
Paddy from Tip says, Dermot, why can't we have F1 Friday if we have to put up with Dave's bad, really bad joke Tuesday?
I'll tell you what. Great idea.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. Wearing my Danny Ricciardo McLaren hat today.
I'll tell you what you do, Dermot, right?
What?
Get the cameras on in the studio, record F1 Friday, put it out on Today FM social and see how many views it gets. And then we'll decide if it's worth doing it.
He's throwing down the gauntlet there. Peter and Kevin says, geez, lads, brilliant bad jokes, especially grow a pair. Lol. Dermot Gavin doing stand up. You're on to something. Dermot Gavin has done stand up on the Dermot and Dave live tour.
Yeah.
He has twice, hasn't he?
Yeah, he has. He was a divil. Very rude.
You're on to something absolutely brilliant. Thanks, lads, and Maria and Emer. Listen. No mention of Cahill.
No.
He's from Tipperary.
We're still got WhatsApp messages flying in about Garth Brooks, by the way. So Garth Brooks has announced 3 dates in Croker after the big debacle, which, by the way, we found out this morning was 7 years ago. It was 2014 when he was supposed to go and play those gigs. It seems like it was yesterday. People still getting in touch. Neve's been on to us.
Couldn't give a monkey's about Garth Brooks. Thanks, guys. Neve here.
That's one opinion.
I would say there's a lot of opinions like that.
What about Kira?
Hi, German Neve. Oh, my God. Can't wait for Garth Brooks. I love him. Myself and my best friend Susan, we queued on the streets of Longford 7 years ago to get tickets. Got tickets. Delighted. So we've 5 children between us since, so I don't know if we're going to be lying on streets this year. So hopefully get tickets that other people don't want to go, but can't wait.
Yeah, so you got this swirl of opinion today, you know?
Yeah, and you know, I've got to admit, I've never been a Garth Brooks fan. Just country music wasn't big in my house growing up. I can appreciate the tunes he sings, the way he sings it, and how professional and what a great performer he is, how successful, all that. I don't begrudge anyone any kind of taste in music, except for your boy bands.
he was almost on the higher ground, and then he fell off.
I know who I am deep down. But I mean, what Garth Brooks' music does to people reminds me of those films, you know, where people have been hypnotized, like these sleeper agents, and suddenly they hear a word or there's a beep on a watch or something.
The Manchurian Candidate.
Exactly. That just triggers them. And suddenly they just put down what they're doing and become another person with this weird look on their face.
Yeah.
That's Garth Brooks fans for me. Like, you'll be sitting having a normal conversation, drink in your hand, laughing away. It could be a wedding, whatever it is. Suddenly, well, I don't know, the start of Friends in Low Places comes on, and suddenly their expression changes, the pint goes down, and then, oh my God! And then they know all the words, and they won't talk to you for the next half hour because it was a Garth moment.
Well,
so that's what it seems like to me. Obviously, if you're a sleeper agent yourself, maybe you're not even aware of what's happening to you when that song comes on.
Those sleeper agents are the people I will be appealing to in Cheese and Crackers very shortly, so get your votes.
Is that a
ready.
Bandwagon,
get
David
your votes
trying.
Ready. Yeah, no, 87 4100 102. Will it be Cheese, which is Garth Brooks?
No, surely it will be Cracker, Arctic Monkeys.
Let's find out. Emer's been adding up your votes on 087-4100-102.
I need a win! Sorry, my inside voice came out.
Bit of a landslide, 61-39.
In favour of...
You can take that smug look off your face, Dave. It's a cracker.
Yes! What?
I know.
Face! Garth Brooks fanatics. You see?
I have to call
shenanigans.
Results speak for themselves.
Yes!
I'm sorry.
Okay, so... For everybody who is sick of people talking about Garth Brooks, like it's been 7 years, but you know what? It should have been longer since these conversations were had. For all of you and myself, let's celebrate a brilliant cracker from Arctic Monkeys on Today FM. Play it loud!
The Dáil is being resumed today and they're not going to the convention centre anymore.
No.
They're going to go to the actual Leinster House.
And the Dáil Bar is going to be open. In fact, Faye has been on about that.
Hey, let's hope if they're in the Dáil Bar that they'll actually pay the bail. What was it, 66 grand of unpaid tabs a couple of years ago? I wonder who that could be.
We don't know, but we can be guaranteed that most of those tabs are still outstanding. But it's fine.
Of course it is. No one really wants to talk about the politics term. No one really wants to talk about the Leinster House reopening. All anybody wants to talk about is the fact that Manchester United lost 2-1 in the Champions League yesterday.
That's right, Dave. No mention of Man United or Ronaldo this morning. Hey, Dermot, is Dave not going to talk about Man United getting beaten by the young lads last night? Yes, last night they were playing young boys in the early rounds of the Champions League.
Very first game.
You were wearing your Champions League shower gel, which is meant to guarantee victory.
Yeah. Well, I'm not superstitious, says the guy who uses Champions League shower gel and Champions League aftershave on the day of a Champions League game.
However, you forgot to wear your Man United jersey. You did not have a crest on you yesterday. You picked up a sweatshirt in the dark. It turned out to be just a red Nike sweatshirt. I know you're wearing them all today, but it's too late, Dave, because if you had only worn the proper jersey, then this would not have happened.
I'd be very disappointed if I were a Man United fan. I'd be thinking, you know, this is a team that is decent, they're hard-working. No real stellar.
Oh, it's been given away. There's Zibachu with a chance. Oh, what a gift. What a gift. And Jordan Zibachu in the last minute of...
Thanks for that, Dermot. Thanks, really appreciate that. Yeah, Jesse Lingard's accidental assist.
Kevin Fitzpatrick in Wexford says, Dave, a question for you. What have Man United and a three-pin plug got in common?
Yeah,
they're both useless in Europe.
Yeah.
Look, it's not... He'll never walk alone. Obviously, he's a Liverpool fan.
10 men... against a team on an Astro pitch, away from home, Champions League. Look,
do you know how much I know? Do you know how much I know this hurts Dave, right?
Yeah.
Because in the 20 years that we've known each other, give or take, a couple of months.
Thereabouts, yeah.
I have never seen your home screen on your phone without either your wife or your kids. It's only this week I noticed that the home screen on your phone is Cristiano Ronaldo.
Yes, it is.
So this is how much it means to you that United do well and Cristiano does well. You love him more than your family. That's what I'm seeing from this.
You know what?
That's how much Liverpool fans he is hurting today.
You're absolutely right. I love Ronaldo more than pretty much anything.
And someone else says, we'll never beat the young boys. And it's a picture of the soccer team from Father Ted.
The over 85. Priest. Amazing.
Claire Connolly is in Waterford. How are you?
Hey, how are you?
Good. What's happening? Oh,
sure,
God.
Isn't that it?
What have you done?
Mother of japers, you've won a bright yellow t-shirt, Claire.
Well, at least I'm going to win something.
You never know, you might win that and the cash. How would that grab you?
That'd be amazing.
Okay, well, let's see then. C is a great tea. What do you think?
Crumble is a great treat.
Crumble. Is this because we were talking about Apple Crumble and Manchester United?
Yeah, not Ronaldo, no Anthony Bale.
So you think it was a subtle clue?
Could have been. Better than Dermot's clues, anyway.
How dare you, Claire Connolly.
Maria and I were just talking, actually, during the news about crumble, and we were deciding what the best crumble is. Do you have a favourite, Claire?
I don't like crumble.
What?
Yeah, I don't like crumble.
We're hanging up now.
No, we'll stay on the line for a second. Maria, what? Like, so I know what my favourite crumble is. If you had to pick your favourite crumble in the whole world.
Oh. I like apple with a bit of, blackcurrant.
Blackberry.
Is it? No, blackcurrant.
Apple and blackcurrant.
Oh, apple and blackberry. Definitely.
Oh, maybe I'm getting it wrong.
No, maybe
look, I'll just go
currant.
With apple then, right?
Okay, I will 100%.
Just
Claire,
give me the apple one.
Even though you don't like it.
I couldn't even get that right.
I'll go rhubarb crumble. Rhubarb crumble
is
exceptional.
So good.
Do you know what my favourite crumble is? Manchester United versus Young Boys in the Champions League.
Burn.
Mic drop.
Claire, you have won the t-shirt, but you have not won the money.
Okay.
All right, have a good day.
Thank you so much.
See you, Claire.
Much.
Bye. Kildare now, we'll find Aisling Stanley there. Hi, Aisling.
Hi, how are you?
Great, and yourself?
Oh, good.
Any crack? Any crumble?
No, I love crumble.
What's your favourite?
Apple.
Apple, just straight up apple crumble.
Would you go for cream or ice cream with
custard.
It?
Or just custard. Say custard, third option.
Wow.
Yeah.
Has to be custard.
Do you ever have custard and ice cream at the same time?
No, because the custard's hot and the ice cream's cold.
I know.
So what happens? That's the best part.
It's very bold,
yeah.
But it's lovely.
Yeah. Well, hang on. So the ice cream starts to melt, but you've got this variance of temperatures all happening at the same time.
That sounds very confusing.
The thing that gives me the same thing is, you know, like a baked potato with beans, coleslaw on the side, cold and warm.
Would you not go cold beans?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Hot potato, cold beans.
You can only eat cold beans if you're a cowboy.
Yes. From the tin.
No, sure, they cook it over the fire in the pot. That's what they do.
Well, they're from Cavan.
I don't know. Yeah. Anyway, Aisling, what do you think C is a great T is?
Chris is a great Thor.
Chris is a great Thor.
Ah, you're thinking of Chris Hemsworth.
Yeah.
Playing the role of Thor.
My God, he's hot.
We've a lot of that in our house.
Big Marvel fan.
Yeah.
Big Chris Hemsworth arms fan over here, I have to say.
Would you like him to cradle you, Dave?
No, I'd like to just constantly go, flex it again there, and I go, God, it's massive. Do it again there. Jesus, the size of it.
We're getting some inner feelings here, Aisling.
Chris is a great Thor. Aisling, Stanley and Kildare. It's the right answer!
Obviously, Dave feels very passionate about Chris's arms. I love Marvel movies. And obviously, Maria's son, Rian, is mad about Thor. So, Chris is a great Thor.
Wow.
You just won 750 quid.
Oh, my God.
Now, to mind your talk of crumble, it was Chris and Thor we were looking for.
How did you come to it?
I have no idea.
Just came to you.
I was looking at Thor and I
think people are just psychic. I don't know how people get these. But you've done it again, Aisling. Chris is a great Thor. Has just won you 750 quid and it's going to Kildare. What part of Kildare are you in?
Brilliant. Wow. Thanks so much.
You're very welcome.
Now, what part of Kildare are you in?
Just outside Naas.
Okay.
Oh, God, no, sorry, you can't have it. Sorry. It was Newbridge, Port Arlington.
We'll send it out to you, Aisling. Congratulations. Brilliant. 750 euros yours. See you later.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Okay. Yet again, it's gone. This time it grew to 750 euro. It will start again tomorrow at 250 euro. And every day it's not won, we'll add more money to it. And see if you can win yourself the cash tomorrow on Today FM.
Yeah, and we look forward to tomorrow morning at about 9:30 when one of us looks at the other and goes, oh my God, we never did an Asher look at. Quick, come up with one, quick.
We'll be sorted.
We'll be so organised.
So we're going to do it right now during the song.
Make an appointment. Yeah.
Sure look at, isn't that it?
Today FM.
Love cold beans. I'm on Dave's team. Yes. Someone else says, lads, cold beans on chips with loads of vinegar. Throw in a couple of sausages and it's the dinner of dreams. A massive fan of hot toast and cold ham. It's an exceptional combination.
Or cold cheese. A cold slice of cheese on. I'm into that too. Someone says, greetings Dermot and Dave from sunny Mykonos. Listening to you on a public bus to the beach. It blasted you out there through my phone instead of through my headphones. So all the locals got a good earful of, Asher Lucas, isn't that it? Proper, educating them in the Irish ways. Actually, I had heard anecdotally that when you're away, they're coming back into Ireland. You just don't get asked for any COVID stuff.
Yeah.
So when I was away at the weekend, I was obviously curious.
You were the first member of the Dermot and Dave team to have travelled.
Yeah.
Since lockdown.
Had a little golfing trip with my two brothers.
Yeah.
And going over there, you needed all kinds of stuff. I was asked, before I got on the plane to go to Spain, you couldn't get onto the plane without showing all your COVID cert.
Who's asking you? Is that the people at the Aligas check-in?
What's happened to your voice?
Did my voice go weird?
Look, it's chicken.
I've had a weird voice all week.
They don't serve chickens.
Give me a break. I've had a weird voice all week. I actually, do you know what? This is how I'm performing it. This is how I want to talk. Yeah, cool. Who asks Dave, if we're
we all league? Want to talk like that all the time, but you can't on the radio.
No, I know, but that's what my boy. Anyway, forget
no,
that.
No, look at the chicken. It was the woman, air steward at the
airside at the gate going, show us your thing.
Yeah, the last point of contact before you get onto the plane.
Gotcha.
You can use the Aer Lingus. They have a thing called Verifly. So in there, you have your COVID cert and you had the thing for Spain because Spain want their own one.
Right.
So I had that, and then when you arrive into Spain, you go through the passport and stuff, and then there's a guy who checks everyone's certs.
Another chicken checker.
Yeah. Have you any chicken in your bag? And no, but checks everything, and then you're into Spain.
Okay.
Coming back, nothing.
What?
Nothing. Nobody asked for anything.
What about in Spain?
I could have been fizzing with coronavirus. And I could have sauntered in.
What about...
And the weird thing is, on the plane, they go... We've just landed in Dublin Airport. You're very welcome. Bienvenue.
We're doing it in French for the crack.
Anyway, she said, please have your COVID certification ready because ahead of being checked in the airport. Just when you get into Dublin Airport, you go to the automatic passport machines.
Yeah.
So you just scan your passport. It goes beep and that's it. You're through. So there's nobody in... And I'd heard this. My brother came from Italy to Ireland a few weeks back. Mm. Nothing. And everyone I've spoken to coming into Ireland, no one has been checked for anything. I'm just wondering, like, I'm not on a rant here, like, God damn it. But is that normal? Is that meant to be happening?
Was it just like, an anomaly
so
that you came through
about
and your brother
everything
came through?
Else, you know, but... Like, you still can't use showers, you know, in my kid's swimming pool when she goes for her lessons. You can't use the showers are still closed in most sporting clubs for, like, no reason. But there's people just flooding into Ireland at the moment with, and nobody's been asked for anything.
Anyone got any insight? 0874101.
Am I missing something, I suppose? Is that cool?
Hey,
we cool?
When you were getting on the plane in Malaga Airport... Did somebody check?
No.
No one checked anything?
No one asked for anything.
You just went through security, like they just checked your bags as normal.
Now, Malaga Airport is in a heap. Like, it's the worst for trying to get through. It was chaos.
Was that COVID or just numbers?
Just numbers and chaos and bad organization and all that stuff. But nobody was asking for anything there. So the Spanish were like, well, you're going to Ireland. That's Ireland's problem.
We don't care.
Whereas if you're trying to go into Spain, they're really strict. So, and it seems to be people, I know people have come from the UK, myself from Spain and Italy, and a load of other people I've spoken to from various countries never asked for anything. So I wonder, has anyone else, maybe it's kind of hit and miss and I just
got,
but it doesn't seem that way. It's kind of weird.
4100102, drops a text or WhatsApp. Peter says, Dave, please do the Cavan accent again. I can't do Cavan accent. I don't know anything about it. I don't know where that's from there, but that's what I'm doing anyway.
Is this more loud?
Loud, is it? Yeah, see? I don't know.
Cavan.
Yeah.
Say stuff, that soothes the music.
Say stuff, that soothes the music.
Say stuff, that soothes the music.
Right, say stuff that suits the music, where I, Dave, play pieces of music to Dermot over there, and he says things off the top of his head that suit those pieces of music. Are you ready?
I have to clarify it every time. I say things that I hope suits the music, okay? Say stuff that Dermot hoped suits the music. We should have called this.
Well, we didn't.
Okay, we'll play the first bit of music.
Oh, yeah. Ray Darcy here. How are you?
Oh, hiya, Ray. Welcome to... Asian Wonder. Is this your first time getting a massage with us?
It is, yeah.
Would you like a hot stone massage?
No. I'd like to be covered in cold porridge.
Really? Okay, that'll be €125.
€125? That's a rip-off. Well, Connor Pope! I'm being ripped off! Connor!
Firstly, the feathers from the goose pen are collected. And they're put into a basket which is weaved out of the leaves of the local ash trees. Then it's off down to the river to get some water and some berries. And then the whole mixture is fed to a goat, whose droppings are then flattened and heated in an oven. And that's how a Fine Gael manifesto is made. Goodbye.
knitting spin class sounds like fun, Deirdre.
Oh, it sure does, Nora.
Okay, it's starting.
Well, come on, in, you lot. Get stitching.
Oh, my God, my fingers.
Stitch fast and purl and purl and push.
Nora, Deirdre, get on the...
Purl and double stitch and cross stitch. Come on, guys.
Oh, my God, I'm dying.
Fed up of Dublin gritty crime dramas? Well, tough shite, because here's another gritty Dublin crime drama, Kin, with lots of miserable people driving around miserable streets saying things like,
I asked you to do it, Tony, but you didn't do it. I will do it.
Kin, you'll be miserable. Welcome to Club's a Poem. Anything goes. How many people you want to invite in here? As many as you damn please. That's how it goes. Hey, you want a cushy UN job with that drink? No problem. Club's a Poem. Friday night's text deletion night.
I'm slipping! I'm slipping! Help me, Paul! Paul, help me!
Grab my hand! Deirdre! Grab my hand!
I'm slipping! I don't know if I can... It's so far down!
Grab my hand!
Oh, my God. We are getting a single-decker bus the next time.
I'm crying laughing here. Dermot is hilarious, there's one text.
No, stop it.
My
no.
Work colleagues had to come and check on me there. I thought I was dying. I was laughing so hard at Club's a Poem. Lads, I'm absolutely weak and say stuff that suits the music, and the visual I got of all the grannies knitting in the spin class has just set me up right for the day. Brilliant as usual. Yeah, thank you very much everybody who enjoyed Say Stuff That Suits the Music. You can listen back to them all, of course, on todayfm.com or indeed on the todayfm app. Lots of text in on 0874 100 102, all about airports and flying in. Dermot was saying he wasn't really checked for anything when he came back in from Malaga. Yes, totally agree with you, Dermot. We had friends fly home with their three kids from Colombia last month after living away for a couple of years. Despite having oodles of paperwork ready as they feared a forced hotel quarantine, despite having their own home to return to, nothing. Absolutely nobody checked them or anyone else coming off that flight.
Somebody says, I flew into Liverpool Sunday morning, was no check at all, not even a passport. Came back into Dublin yesterday morning and only looked at my passport. But I did get a text early this morning saying if I have COVID symptoms while in Ireland, please ring this number. So that must be the locator form. P.S. Up the toffees.
Up the toffees, a great win for the toffees at the weekend. Well, I spoke to somebody there very off the record who works in Dublin Airport. And the response back was that the airlines and the handling agents are the ones responsible for checking documents, not the airports, okay? So it's up to the airline and whoever's handling the airline, you know, because obviously in Malaga it's not Aer Lingus, it's some other Spanish company that handled the airline or whatever. They're supposed to check your documents before they allow you fly. And then immigration, which is the border management unit, do spot checks at Dublin, you know, the odd time, but they don't have to check everyone's things because you shouldn't be in the air if you're not allowed to fly, is the idea. Globally, that's the idea.
I know, I suppose the difference is when I arrived into Spain, if I didn't, they checked... I was checked at Dublin and then I was checked when I got into Spain. And if I hadn't had my paperwork in order when I landed, regardless of what happened at Dublin Airport, they would have put me back on a plane and sent me home.
Well, the logic is that you couldn't have gotten on the plane without your pass, without your paperwork in order. So if that's how they do it globally, then every airline is supposed to do it.
It's even different in each airport in Ireland, according to the texts. Knock and Shannon are checking everybody, but no one is in Dublin, and it's different in... You know, so I don't know. It seems to be random, and if the person who's responsible for selling you teas and coffees and a twirl on the plane is now the one barrier between COVID, you know, getting into the country, well, it seems a bit unfair.
Like you said you walked up to the gate and they asked you for your form, so you couldn't have gotten on the plane if you didn't have it.
That's out of Ireland. The whole thing is about getting into Ireland. I just handed my passport over to somebody Irish in Spain. and I wasn't asked for anything.
Yeah, they were supposed to double check you there is the point. It's the airline. It is the person at the gate who's supposed to go, you're not allowed or you are allowed.
It just, there's definitely something not working because the amount of people who have just texted in now, like I would say it's 90% of all the messages we're getting are, I got asked for nothing coming into Ireland, but everything going out. And that seems to be what's happening. Anecdotally, obviously, but it seems like the airports are working differently. No one's quite sure whose role it is to check for the paperwork. And then the fact that you can get off at Dublin and walk from the plane to your car without ever actually interacting with a human because it's all electronic now. So
it's probably better in terms of the pandemic.
Look, it's quick. I'm not complaining. I'm vaccinated. I was just wondering what the system was because it's a bit weird.
Dave's World. Dave's World. If we don't let him do it, he gets ratty.
You can always get in touch with me on social media if you like. I'm at Dave Today FM, and you can send me a DM about it. And if you ever have a question you think Dave's World can answer. And actually, two people got in touch, coincidentally, in the last little while about the game of Scrabble. Do you play Scrabble, Dermot?
I do. I like a game of Scrabble.
Maria, do you play Words of Friends?
I do. I used to play you regularly.
Yeah. Do you still play?
I haven't in a while, but maybe I will now.
So the questions come in like this. First of all, it was Lisa. It says, Dave, what's the highest triple word score in Scrabble? I got 118 the other night in a family game, won the game, and my cousin's not talking to me now. Surely people score that kind of level all the time. See you in Words of Friends. And Pierce Barrett coincidentally said, Dave, have a look at this. And it was a tweet of somebody who found the word Syzygy, S-Y-Z-Y-G-Y, and said, imagine the triple word score you get on this. Mm. And Syzygy is some kind of weird alignment of the planets where they're all facing the same direction. Some bizarre constellation thing. And then Pierce also says, what's the highest word, hardest score for a word on a Scrabble board in history? So I did some research and I found this amazing story. So there are people who play Scrabble competitively. They're part of the official Scrabble, you know, world organization or whatever. And for years, the highest score was 770. 770 in one game of Scrabble.
One game.
Okay. Right? By one person, sorry. And he was called Mr. 770. There was like, he was so famous in the Scrabble world. This was a score that was never going to be beaten. Mr. 770, he was impossible. And then in 2006, two lads were playing in an official but very small tournament in a place called Lexington in Massachusetts. There's a guy called Wayne Yara who worked at a deli counter. And there's another guy called Michael Cresta, who was a carpenter, who'd only started playing Scrabble seriously in the last couple of years. And they sat down, and Yara played a bingo. And a bingo in Scrabble is when you use all seven tiles at once. Yeah.
You get the bonus 50 on top.
Absolutely. He played the word jousted as his first turn and scored the extra 50. He got 96 points, right? Cresta then swapped his tiles. And apparently this is a thing in competitive Scrabble, that you keep swapping tiles until you've got a chance at a bingo or a triple, whatever. Like, putting down something for 30 points, that's not how you play professional Scrabble. Like, whereas I'd be like, hey, 30 points, chalk it down.
30's a win.
Yeah.
I wonder, do they have the bag? Like, is it just that green Scrabble bag? Like, you give us the bag in Ireland.
It is, but you know what they all know? They know, based on what's on the board and what's on it, they know what's left in the bag. This is the crazy stuff that they're all very good at. Anyway.
It's like when you have a queue and you're desperate for a U. And
yes.
You know there's one in the bag.
So Cresta swapped his tiles. That was his go. Then Yara played another bingo, Ladylike. And he got the score now was 169-0. So your man Cresta had nothing.
Because he kept swapping his tiles.
Then he played Flatfish, Cresta did. For 239 points on one word, because it's Flatfish sat across two triple word scores and it has two F's. There's only two F's in the game, so having the two F's is a rare thing. Then there was a few more swaps, and Cresta had Q, U, I, X, and Y. And now if I saw that, I'd be like, turf them away. I don't want any of these things.
I'd be like, Quixie is a word.
Yeah, I'd go
definitely
Quixie.
A word.
Quixie's unfortunately not a word.
Maybe it is.
What he knew he needed was he needed a T and an OR to make a word that he knew was a Q word. It was worth quite a lot of points. So he was sitting there going, I need the T and the OR. So he took his two other letters and he swapped them. The mathematical chance of him getting the T and the OR was a 1 in 513 chance. He got them. And he played the word Quixotry, right? Quixotry, which is a word which was a behavior inspired by romantic beliefs without regard to reality. That's what that word means. I've never heard of it myself. But I know there's Don Quixote, so maybe it's something to do with that Quixotry. Anyway, He played that word across two triple word scores and scored 365 points with one word. The highest score ever in Scrabble on one word. So that night, he won the game. There was a few more average games and he won the game. But they broke three records that night. It was the most points in a game ever because the other guy scored really well as well. So they scored 1,320 points between them. That was the most points ever in a game of Scrabble. Most points by one player. He beat Mr. 770 and became Mr. 830, now unbeaten since 2006.
I feel like they could do better with their nickname.
And now he got 365 as the highest word ever. So he's three records in one night, this guy. A carpenter who'd been playing for a couple of years.
Yeah, but it's mad that it reflects on, oh my God, he must be a genius. He isn't. Like, it's... He got lucky with his tiles.
Well, he did get lucky with the tiles, but it's knowing what to look for. Like, for example, he knew that if I get the T in the O and the O is free and I can get... He knew that Quixotry was going to score him a load of points. So he was trying to get that word. And then, yes, he was lucky in the 1 in 513 chance that they actually came out. But he also knew that they were in there. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Carpenter. He's a typical tradesman. You think he's going to turn up for the whole game. He doesn't appear for the first two moves. Then he arrives when you least expect it. Charges 880 quid. Ridiculous.
Mr. 830. Hey, Dermot and Maria, says a text. Can you ask Dave when he's going to make Scrabble sexy? I'm still waiting. Come on, that was a sexy story, wasn't it?
Yeah, I liked it. Do you know what? They should make a Scrabble equivalent to the Queen's Gambit.
That was the chess documentary.
That was chess.
Or chess, sorry, drama.
It was a series, yeah. Anya Joy Taylor, isn't that her name?
So make one of them about Scrabble.
Yeah, because nobody had any interest in chess until that came out. And then you couldn't even buy a chess board. They were like gone everywhere. So if they did that for Scrabble,
it would change.
It would be sexier.
Although maybe they thought that Words of Friends would do that. That Words of Friends would, because it was such a popular app.
Yeah, but it doesn't really have the same effect as a Netflix
documentary. Probably not.
We have the deluxe Scrabble.
What does that mean?
It's like Scrabble, except
for rich people.
No, just if you want, like you mentioned the green little cloth bag.
Yeah.
You get a drawstring burgundy velvet bag.
Oh, stop the lights.
What the greatest thing about it is that the board swivels. So it's on a little loose
lazy
swivel.
Susan.
Yeah, so you can just, once you, it's your move, you can just gently spin the board around without having to move the whole thing. That's very cool.
And do the tiles not slide at all? Like,
no, because the board is ridged.
Oh, so when you put a tile in, it's kind of locked in place.
Yeah, so it's kind of loosely held there, and the pieces are nicer.
Oh my God!
Yeah, so if you're into your Scrabble.
Who do you think you are?
Yeah. He's far above his station
when
here.
When I met my missus, that's all we ever did. We just loved playing Scrabble. So we decided then one Christmas to treat ourselves to the deluxe Scrabble.
Lads, if you know your X-Files, you know all about Sizigi. Insert smug emoji here, says Sharon. And the interesting thing about Sizigi is if you know your Scrabble well, there aren't three Ys in Scrabble. There's only two. So you'd have to have one of the blank tiles if you wanted to do that. Hey,
R1 in your pocket.
they provide you with sleeves in the deluxe version, and you can just hide Scrabble tiles in there.
Extra X's.
Who is this, and what are they doing?
Beer Head Nap is going to be the next big thing in road bowling.
This is it. I'm coming over next year. I'm turning pro.
I think so.
I was so bad at that. Michelle didn't. She actually. And by the way, you gave me some bad information. You got me a 5 meter penalty.
5 meter penalty.
That is Jamie Redknapp, and he is one of a group of celebs who are over from a very well-known TV show in the UK, which I presume you've seen or at least heard of, called A League of Their Own. And they were in Ireland to try something called road bowling. Now, the only time I've really ever seen this is on shows like Nationwide and that kind of thing.
Reeling in the years.
And it's one of our most ancient sports, is the idea that you basically get a stretch of road that's reasonably straight and you throw a ball down it as far as you possibly can.
Throwing a ball, I think, is the correct term. I'll have you know. But yeah, it was Jamie Redknapp was in town, obviously, Freddie Flintoff, Ramesh, the host, was there, and Patrice Evra was also there. And by the way, he's loving Ireland.
Hey guys, yeah, this is me. You're not dreaming. I'm dressed like a farmer. You can see, yeah, this is my new tractor.
Yeah, some people show their Ferrari, Lamborghini on Instagram. I show my tractor.
Because the lads also went to the ploughing as well, apparently. So
yeah, well, you might have heard Jamie mention someone called Michelle in that first clip, and she's on the line to explain just what the hell was going on. Hello, Michelle Smith.
Hi, guys. How's things? Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's a pleasure to have you on the show. Are you involved with Road Bowls in Ireland?
I am. I'm the admin of the Road Bowls in Ireland Facebook page, and right. I set it up in 2009.
Right. Well, go on then. Explain it to everybody who may not be too familiar with the sport.
Well, road bowling, the concept is so, so easy. It's the person over the line in the least amount of shots wins the score.
Okay, so there's a distance to cover.
There is. Usually it's about 2 kilometres for a competitive score.
It's a bit like golf, I suppose.
A bit like golf.
Yeah, instead of a hole, you've got a line to cross. Would you do it in the least amount of shots?
Yeah, and a lot heavier of a bowl to throw.
How heavy would it be?
It's 28 ounces of iron.
I don't know what that means.
Would it be the equivalent of like one of those bowls? You know, the ones game you might play on a beach or something, those kind of heavier metal balls.
Yeah, around that size.
And do you need a straight 2 kilometre bit of road, or can you have turns in it?
You need bends, you need turns, you need tracks. It's phenomenal. It's a great sport, and it's a sport for all ages, from young to old. Everybody loves the game of road bowling.
I mean, you're using natural roads, natural environments. What about sort of, you know, soft margins and hedges and pebbles and all the things that might stop you from getting the perfect shot?
Well, some people use the hedges as their advantage, and they might call it a rub. So you look at the track and you might see a verge on the side of the road that has a bit of soil or pebbles that you could actually rub the bowl off, and you might get a further distance.
Ah.
So sometimes it can be used as tactics, but if a bowl goes in the hedge, you could be 5 or 10 minutes looking for it as well. You can always throw a donkey one, you know, and just miss your shot completely. You know, it can happen. It's all on the day.
Dermot mentioned all those things that he was on the road. All I could think of is, what about traffic?
Yeah.
What, do you have to close the road?
No, well, when we had the celebs there, we did have the road completely, you know, closed off to the public. But normally we have a stop-go sign either side, and the people across Ireland are brilliant. They know road bowls are happening in their local communities, and they'll stop and allow someone to throw, and then we all stand in and we let them pass.
Because that insurance phone call would be quite interesting. I was driving down the road and then a 1 kilo metal ball went through my windscreen.
Yeah, so, I know. Normally local people know that it's happening most Sundays in every club.
And where would it be most popular in Ireland?
The most popular counties would be Armagh and Cork, but we hosted All Ireland there. A big shout out to the Ahagar Road Bowling Club in Westport. They ran off a brilliant weekend last weekend. And there is All Ireland happening now in the 23rd of October in Ballyvorney, just between Cork and Killarney. So, you know, it's huge in Armagh and Cork, but we have Leinster, Connacht, we have Waterford, we have Boston, we have New York, we have London, we have the Netherlands, Germany, Italy, West Virginia, Texas. It's really taken off. It is really taken off.
What's the history of it, Michelle? I mean, is it an ancient Irish sport? Obviously, it's being played around the world, so do we know where the sport came from and how old it is?
It can be dated back to some Anglo-Saxon times with the introduction of a cannonball. So when they went back and they were bored, there can be history treated back. Now, it wasn't called road bowling back then. It was just a sport between really soldiers. They would throw a cannonball along the road and see who could get the further shot. But in Irish times, you're going back maybe 100 years, Bolcombe na Hearn was established 75 years ago, and it just went from strength to strength. And there's loads of people involved. There's a big event happening now on the 25th of September in Ballinacurig. It's the King and Queen of the Roads, but we have people coming over from the Netherlands and Germany to take part.
Yeah, well, I noticed you said King and Queen there. So is it played by both genders equally?
Oh, absolutely.
Or and do you play yourself?
I'm a bit of a donkey. I used to. I might make a comeback now, you know, when the name's out there. But
well, this
I
is it.
An intermediate. Yeah.
And what's the knack? Do you need to be really strong? Or do you just need a good throwing arm? Is it generally won by sort of big lads?
No, you have all grades. You have from senior right down to novice D, and then you have further going down to underage. You know, the first All-Ireland start for boys in under 12 category.
Right.
And so, there's a weird throwing method, isn't there? Yeah. You can't throw it overarm. It's a kind of a underarm sort of thing.
Yeah,
is it?
Yeah. There's an arm technique, an arm technique underarm, and then the Cork would do what we call a hinge, where they do a full 360 and they twist their body all the way to the side.
Ah.
But when the celebs were down, I had a friend of mine travel down all the way from Armagh to Dingle to show the celebs the Armagh style. And
well,
then,
this is what we want to talk to you about, Michelle. At what point and how did Sky TV get in touch with you and say, hey, we want to send four Uber celebs over to you to do this road bowling?
Yeah, my face near dropped when I got the message, all right. I run the page Road Bowls in Ireland, and I have an admin team. And basically, we've been streaming live scores internationally and nationally for the last 12 years. But I brought in a friend of mine called Eamon Bowen about 2 months ago. And the first video he done, he's a pure character. It got 250,000 views within a week. And after about 3 weeks of live streaming between myself and himself, we had 1 million minutes of footage viewed on Road Bowls in Ireland on Facebook.
Wow.
That's incredible.
1 million minutes. So that's obviously a long time to be listening to my voice or be listening to a Corkman's voice, you know?
Yeah, and so Sky obviously got wind of this and said, we'd like to come over and try this. And they went to that. Let's have another listen to you chatting to Jamie Redknapp chatting to you again.
Jamie Redknapp is going to be the next big thing in road bowling.
This is it. I'm coming over next year. I'm turning pro.
I think so.
I was so bad at that. Michelle didn't. She actually, and by the way, you gave me some bad information. You got me a 5 metre penalty.
What did you do to poor Jamie? To give him a penalty?
Oh, he asked me where his tip was and his butt, but we had a female referee, Carmel Carey. She's 11 times Munster champion, 4 times All-Ireland champion, and she just hung up the boot in road bowling. And I said, Carmel, you're going to referee the score. So he actually asked me where his tip was, and I pointed to it, but he ran past it.
Right.
So Carmel called him. So when the referee calls you in road bowling, you have to go back 5 yards. So she had the tape out, we measured the road, and he went absolutely ballistic.
Because they're super competitive, those lads. Like, the whole point of their kind of road trips is to come back with the glory, and it's usually Freddie and Jamie are the most competitive lads you've ever seen.
Yeah, the competition was fierce from the moment they got out of that jeep.
And how long were they with you filming?
We were about 4 hours there. The production team were actually going to shorten the course, but the director said, no, keep going. They're loving this. We're going to finish out the score.
And look, I'm a massive Manchester United fan. Patrice Everett is one of my heroes.
Fantastic.
How is he? Yes, the crack.
He was useless at road bowling, though. He won't be giving up. He won't be hanging up the football boots anytime soon.
Are you allowed to tell us who won?
I can't. You'll have to tune in.
NDAs and all that.
In January 2022.
Yeah. Well, Michelle Smith, fair play to you, first of all, for putting road bowls on the map enough that Sky come over. And now it's going to be absolutely on the map because of what you've done.
It will. And, you know, the whole reason that we do this is if a competitor, if their family members can't be there, road bowling to us would be as big as Mayo going out for Sam Maguire. But we won't talk about that.
No.
But, you know, it's as big to us and our families as something like that. Mm. So if I can bring that to someone's household or maybe an elderly family member that has been bowling all their lives. Like, there's a pub in Boston, the 12 Bends, and when I go live, they have it on a big screen. And the club over there, they watch every score we do.
Brilliant.
And Sunday, a senior Munster final between James O'Donovan and Arthur McDonagh will be streamed live by Eamon Bowen. And the views that we get straight away, before we click share, you've about 14,000-15,000 views already.
Wow.
And the King of the Roads as well. People want to watch. There's a lady coming over called Silk Tulk. She's from Netherlands, and she's the only real girl that puts up major competition to Armagh's Kelly Mullen. And we'll have thousands of people tuning into that the 25th to the 27th of September in Balnacarrig in Cork.
Well, I think what Sky should do is give it the same treatment that they would for like a Katie Taylor bout. You should get Eddie Hearn involved and go,
Silk
Shark versus the other lady.
Come here,
and
Michelle.
You know, I'm grateful that they came looking for us and we were able to promote road bowling.
Absolutely. Well done. People can go to todayfm.com, go to the Dermot and Dave page, and you can see pictures and videos of Michelle and the lads from A League of Their Own up there on todayfm.com. Michelle, thanks so much for talking. talking to us.
No,
best of luck with road bowls and all the stuff you've
me.
Got going on. Cheers. Talk to you later.
Bye. Bye.
Have you ever tried road bowls? I think I'd be into that. I think Dermot and Dave could have a good old competition at that.
Get down to Michelle and have a bash, yeah.
Though with my first Holy Communion arms and your Thor arms, I don't think I stand a chance. 087-4100-102 if you have ever tried it or you've got a comment on any of that. Apparently the lads went to for a few pints in Dingle then after that.
Yeah, you'd have to.
Former Kerry footballer Tomás O'Shea taught Patrice Evra how to Irish dance.
Nice.
That will be fun. Of course, they popped into Adair Manor, which you'd have to be doing. And then they went to the ploughing, which is behind closed doors, which is a bit strange for a lot of people. But hopefully next year it'll all be back. Well, go to todayfm.com, go to the Dermot and Dave page, have a look at the pictures and videos there.
Paddy Ryan's on tip. Hiya, Paddy.
Lads, how are we getting on?
Not bad at all. How are you?
Great, I'm Liverpool fan. Great to get out. Great to win
and
start. You know,
good win yesterday. I don't know what it's like to get out to a win and start. No, I don't. Come here. Big news for you, Paddy.
Go on.
Dermot and Dave appear in the Tip Star. Is that the
Tipperary Star?
Tipperary
Star.
Yeah,
we're in that. So get your hands on this current copy.
Definitely, you have to have a read of that one. Yeah, lovely.
Which is better, the Tip Star or the Nationalist?
I know, Tipperary Star, you know.
Yeah.
Definitely.
It's the one.
Ooh, the Nationalist people now aren't happy. Is it a bit like Barry's and Lyons tea? Like,
It would be.
One or t'other.
Yeah. What kind of people read the Nationalist then?
There's a mix of many people, all right. But I know we've got a bunch of people who think that our allegiance to the Tipperary Star, you know yourself.
Okay,
right. Many people come from Tip.
No, I see. See, the Nationalist is more concerned with the national issues, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
Paddy, SPPS, £250. First guess, what do you think?
Spaz pampering provides satisfaction.
Spaz pampering provides satisfaction. Maria, aren't you heading off on a pampering spa bridal weekend?
Yep, I'm going with my bridesmaids and the mammies to the Osprey and Nace.
Nice.
And I'm going to have a facial and a body scrub. Did you ever have a body scrub, Paddy?
No, not yet, but sure, I look forward to one day.
maybe if you win the money, you can book in.
Exactly.
I will. I'll tag along with you, Maria.
Oh, you're more than welcome, Paddy.
Spaz pampering provides satisfaction. Paddy, go pick up a copy of the Tipperary, whatever it's called, but you're not getting the money from us.
Not a bother.
All right, have a good day.
Thank you. Bye.
Katie Fleming is in Skerries in County Dublin, working from home still. Are you, Katie?
Yeah, still working from home.
Sure, look at it. Isn't
that it? Katie, the buzzer's gone off, which means you win a bright yellow Dermot and Dave Today FM Asher. Look at it, isn't that a t-shirt?
Lovely work. And is there a sense now, if you're still working from home, that there's a bit of FOMO, that other people are back at work?
A little bit, yeah. We might be going in like one or two days a week soon, so that'd be good.
And what kind of work does your company do?
So I work for like an exchange, so I don't know if I'm allowed to say the company.
Well, don't say the company.
Sure.
You don't have to. Yeah, but
yeah.
Like a financial exchange.
No, like a betting exchange.
A betting exchange. Oh, right.
Okay. Right. So you might be doing a bit of hybrid working soon, but that's about it.
Yeah. So maybe a bit of hybrid working in one or two days a week, but. Yeah, it's been grand so far, but it'll be nice to actually see a couple of faces. I started in November and I've only seen my manager in person so far.
Oh, right, yeah. My sister literally started the week before lockdown began in her new job back in March 2020. And like, it was about 9 months before she actually met anyone in the company that she worked for.
Yeah, it's mad. Sure. It's just, I don't know, new world.
Mm. Our own Cahill hasn't met half the people that he works with because he started when everybody was in lockdown. So we had news reporter Sean Defoe come into us yesterday for the first time in ages. And himself and Cahill had met for the first time. We were like, what?
Which is the best thing is he was working
now.
He was working on the show for about 6 months and then we realised he'd met Maria like three times. Because like, Maria was working from home. So anyway,
are you super good at maths then, Katie? Is that your skill? Are you like really good with numbers?
Kind of. I don't know. I like sports. So that's a start.
It's certainly a good place to start.
Yeah. I know, it's grand.
Do you support a particular team? Particular sport?
Yeah, I'm Liverpool, so I was delighted last night.
3-2 against AC Milan. Although you made a hard work for yourselves.
It was dodgy, I know. It was a lot harder than it needed to be.
Yeah.
But, I was just delighted that we came back. It was a win, exactly.
What were the odds?
I'm actually not sure what the, I think we were I think at half time it might have been 2-1 off the top of my head, but I'm not sure.
Right. Well, we won't go to you for the odds then if you're not sure about the being Champions League games, Katie. Come here. What's SPPS?
I think it might be some people prefer silence.
Some people prefer silence. Would you like to cash out right now?
We'll give you 847 now.
You can cash out anytime you want.
No.
Sorry, oh, well. Katie.
All right, got the t-shirt. So when you do go back to hybrid work, you can wear the t-shirt in and everyone go, oh, there's Katie that was on the radio. Oh, she's new here. She's on the radio. She's friends with the lads.
Yeah, they'll see me with my bright yellow and they won't miss me.
Exactly. All right, Katie, have a good day.
Cheers. Thanks, guys.
Bye, bye.
Bye.
To Navin now. Mark is there. Hello, Mark.
Well, afternoon or morning, boys. How are we going?
Yeah, morning it is, unless you got up at the crack of dawn. It feels like afternoon. What time did you get up this morning?
About 5:15.
Yeah, it's early enough, to be fair.
It's getting a bit hard these days with the...
Yeah,
it's so dark.
The morning, it's a little bit tougher to pull the duvet over.
Sure is. what do you think? SPPS.
I was going with some people prefer shorts.
Are you in shorts?
I am.
You know how relaxed it is in here now, Mark? I came in today in a pair of tracksuit bottoms and I got slagged for being dressed up. Like,
I'm just trying to drag the summer out a little bit longer.
Yeah, so you have to.
The next week, anyway.
Dermot's letting the side down here. He's covered his calves.
Long pants. Oh, la-di-da. It's like they have a drawstring.
Mr. Belvedere. Mark, what do you do for a living?
I'm a postman.
Ah, Mark, a postman. So postman, in fairness, there's postmen we hear from, who and postwomen indeed, who wear shorts all year round. Railhead or shine, whatever that phrase is.
I've seen one or two of them. I haven't braved the past October yet, but we might try it this year.
Actually, you never know.
So you finished work now?
No, just pulled in here having a wee chat. If anyone wants to know, I don't want the boss to hear on anything.
No. We're glad you're taking road safety importantly.
We can hear you doing an inventory check there in the background. It's okay.
Yeah, if you listen closely, you'll hear the scanning apparently.
Okay, Mark, some people prefer shorts. That was his beep too. Some people prefer shorts. Is wrong.
Oh.
Okay.
Sorry. Listen, will you pass on a message to all your colleagues that when you're leaving that thing that says, oh, we were here but we missed you, will you make it some way legible so we can work out the, I don't know, the date or where we're meant to go? Anything would be nice.
Whether it's a letter or a parcel.
Yeah, the better to do is just throw the parcel over the side gate. We'll find it. I'd rather do that than have to go off and find wherever I'm supposed
to go.
Don't
leave it in our neighbours. We don't trust
including
them.
Including the fragile ones.
Including the fragile ones. Yeah, turf them up there and see what happens. Mark, fair play to you. Have a good day.
Enjoy the rest of your week,
bye. All right, see you later. Bye-bye. Big hi to Ziggy Pop and Damo Grimes, who are two postmen who are still mad for the shorts. Ziggy says January's plenty of time to be putting on trousers. Now, Dermot, there you are. That's the postmen who are out and about in all weathers. Ziggy and Damo still wearing their shorts.
It's nice to sometimes wear shorts in cold weather.
Yeah.
That feeling of cold and air on your legs is actually quite nice. As long as your top half is warm, you're laughing.
Plus, we're hairy lads. So, like, it's grand. You don't, like, you've practically got a pair of trousers on.
You're not a hairy lad.
What? I've just got blondie hairs. I'm actually quite hairy. You just can't really see them. Emer's not happy that we're now comparing hairy legs.
You're a lab rat. Yeah. You're one of those hairless mice.
From the waist up, I'm a hairless mice. Yes, you're right.
Too much information.
Every Thursday around this time, we say hello to Noni. We'll cross live now to Limerick and catch up with Noni, who I think is in her house.
Have I the cake? No. Can you help me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Live from Limerick.
We are live, yeah. What are you doing?
Live from Dyland.
What do you have?
Oh, I'm getting ready. Could you see me on the screen?
Yeah, you've got a headband on and a luminous jacket.
Well, I'm training, Kate. Oh. I trained for the VHI Women's Mini Marathon. Today FM are the official radio partner, don't you know?
So they
invited me, and of course, I'm a woman. Well, I've passed some of the criteria. At least
you're a woman, yeah.
So I'm getting into training now, getting all ready for the mini marathon. I wish they'd just get more modern and call it the fun size Snickers.
Really, we're doing marathon Snickers jokes. This is a topical review, Noni.
I'm always topical, kid. Yeah. So I've got a solid 10 minutes on Janet Jackson's nipple slip. Unbelievable.
Yeah, I can't wait.
But listen, it's so special, Jeff. Do you know?
That is.
Oh my God. you know, 80,000 women all running together with one common goal. It's beautiful. I know.
The VHI Women's Mini Marathon is such a special event.
I was talking about when Penny's reopened after the COVID. Thousands of us going, man, the common goal was cheap knickers.
So what are you doing to get ready for it all?
Oh, do you know what? I've got a new fitness tracker.
Oh, like one of those Apple Watches or a Whoop or whatever.
No, Francis, my pet Raven.
What?
He's my fitness tracker. He can connect in to, they're very clever birds, the Ravens, and yeah, he can monitor my heart.
No.
Oh, yeah, can't you? What? How dare you?
What?
He says I haven't got a heart. Heart? You just angry because I didn't put vodka into your birdseed. You creep. I know you have a problem. You've been hiding bottles all around your cage. Yeah. I found them in behind a little mirror. Another one under the little bed.
No, how does this work? How does Francis monitor your heart rate or whatever?
Oh, well, you know, they're able to sense things. They're very smart creatures, as okay. I said. So, say for instance, right, if I run here now on the spot.
Oh, you're jogging on the spot, yeah.
So I jog. And he'll know now, when my heart rate goes up above 100
he'll tell you.
BPM, he'll fly up onto the roof and he'll tell me. So I must be getting close now. No, dear, see that?
Right.
He's up there. And now that's out. And now I come down. I relax myself now. I'll just think about something relaxing, like, oh, melting chocolate. I'll come back down. Now, see, back down
to normal.
Well done, Francis, kid.
Okay, that's amazing.
Yeah. Isn't it great?
Yeah,
that's how it's going to work. No, I tried to, you know, to strap him to my wrist with Sellotape, but he didn't like it one bit.
Francis wouldn't like that now at all.
Oh, yeah.
So how else are you supporting the Women's Mindy Marathon? Are you doing anything with Today FM?
Well, you see, if you go to the official event app, yeah, for the VHI Women's Mini Fun Size Snickers, yeah, you'll be in this app, you'll be able to get messages of support from loads of people into the FM, including myself. So we'll be able to keep going, kids. You don't get what you can. What? Oh my God!
What's wrong? Something wrong with your heart?
Oh my God! No! The KFC is here already. Should we only just order it? Sorry, we're carb loading, kid.
Of course,
we're carb loading. What? Easy. There's a bucket each of gold. Oh, Jesus. He's mad for the chicken.
George Ezra in Paradise. I wonder, is Noni still there? Noni, are you still there? Noni in Limerick. No,
what?
Yeah, come here, Noni. I just realised.
I made my chicken.
No. I hope Francis is getting royalties from George Ezra. Because I just realised in that song, there's a Raven's call in that we just played, George Ezra Paradise. Listen to this.
Oh, no, that's a hooded crow.
Oh, not Francis.
That's not Francis.
That's a different call altogether.
That's his second cousin.
I see, he's getting the royalty checks.
Yeah, 40.
A lot of people are loving Noni, who's preparing for the Women's Mini Marathon. Although Stevie says, I think that's the first time I've ever heard Noni call Dave Dave. Possibly so. I mean, she would obviously call me Dave to my face a lot. We're good friends. But I suppose on air, she doesn't often refer. She just refers to me as the gal from Dublin. So only every now and again do I get an actual name check.
I think
check.
It must obviously be her fitness. So she's just excited. Yeah.
Losing the run of herself.
Yeah.
Cormac's in Leash on the phone. Hey, Cormac.
Well, fellas, how are things cool. Again?
We're talking about shorts, and we had a couple of postmen on saying that they're absolutely always wearing shorts, and January's plenty time. How about you? Are you a shorts fan?
I am a massive, massive, massive shorts fan. I wear shorts 365 days a year.
Come on, Christmas Day.
Christmas Day, yeah. I started a couple of years ago. I just started wearing shorts, and a friend of mine, actually, he does photography and things like that.
Yeah.
He said to me, he goes, you wouldn't know yourself, you wear shorts. And I obviously have my own company, Valentin Cars.
Yeah.
So I'm in a garage, I'm out in the weather all the time, and since I started wearing shorts, I haven't had a cold or a flu in 3 years.
So there's some kind of health benefit.
Yeah, definitely, absolutely. I never get cold. Never.
In fairness, for the last 18 months, I don't think anyone's had a cold.
They're pretty much ruled out now at the moment.
Yeah.
Would there be any situation, though, Cormac, where you have to get out of the shorts and into a pair of long trousers?
This is the dilemma that I'm facing at the moment. It's my son's communion. The week after next, I think it is.
Right.
And I was saying to my wife the other day, I was like, I don't know what to wear to the communion. She said to me, she was like, get a nice pair of jeans and a nice shirt, whatever. But I have a fancy pair of shorts. It's a
a short that I could wear to, like, a fancy do type of thing.
Eric, just let you know, there are no shorts that you could... but there are no shorts you could justifiably wear to a fancy do.
Oh, I disagree.
I think I could pull it off.
If you were on a yacht off the coast of Monaco, perhaps you'd get away with a flowy linen shirt and a pair of shorts.
Don't listen to him. You just need a pair of tailored shorts as opposed to, like, tracksuity ones or like... you know, cargo shorts, whatever.
She got to her fancy ones are from Benny's. Wow, I'd hate to see what the day-to-day ones are.
They're lovely now. To be fair, they are a nice pair of shorts.
But, there you go. Well, then just dress them up on top with a nice shirt, a nice, like, neat-looking pair of runners.
And a hoodie.
Yeah, are shoes that you can wear with shorts. You know those ones?
Are there any shoes that can wear with shorts?
Yeah, I'm going to ask that question. Like, brown leather shoes, I don't think it's going to go well with a pair of shorts.
But that are in between runners and shoes, you know those ones?
Yeah, maybe wear a
shunners.
Pair of sandals.
People will shun you if you wear them.
I have the Dermot and Dave socks. I could wear a pair of sandals.
Now you're talking.
Up to your knees.
Come here. Fair play to Dale. Tell your son we wish him the best for the community in a couple of weeks.
Thank you very much.
All right, Cormac.
Bye, Cormac.
See you later.
Bye-bye.
Shout out to David Kennedy in Kilkenny. Is another postman that lives in shorts as well, says someone else. Well, look, all the short wearers around the country. We doff our shorts to you.
Well, maybe someone has some advice for Cormac and how he can incorporate shorts but still not annoy his missus by looking shabby.
Mm.
You know, there's definitely a way of doing it. Obviously, it depends on the legs as well sometimes, you know.
Oh, you think you're being legist now? You think there's some legs shouldn't be exposed?
I mean, there's certain shorts I just couldn't wear. I'm like, oh no.
Today FM, not happy with Ed Sheeran. Not happy with Ed Sheeran at all today.
I'm absolutely delighted with it.
You would be. The typical Munster bias of all the top pop stars in the world. They look at Ireland and they ignore Dublin. And they go straight to Porky Queeve and straight to Thomond Park, Noni.
Ed Sheeran is going to be playing Thomond Park because he knows it's the place to go. It's the place to be seen, Kate. And do you want to put a few extra packets of ginger snaps into the pram? Beside all the chocolate.
Ed Sheeran has announced that his mathematics tour is going to come to Cork's Porky Queeve on April 28th. It'll be in Thomond Park, Limerick, Noni's neck of the woods on the 5th of May. This is all 2022, obviously. And then Belfast, Boucher Road, the playing fields up there on the 12th of May. Not a single... this is just typical. We dubs, we try our... We all we want is an odd concert. Come on, guys. Why can we not get it?
Because there's nobody playing in Dublin for the next 10 years except Garth Brooks. He's playing everywhere.
What a disaster.
We don't need SFX. Be everywhere.
McGonagall's. Lads, it's a big, 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 big weekend for our Cahill.
Massive!
See, Cahill is a tip man, obsessed with hurling. He took us to Cashel there a couple of weeks back and brought us down to his local field, and he was... so just excited to have Dermot and Dave.
This wasn't a local
hurling
field. This was Leahy Park.
Yeah. One of the greatest fields in all the land.
See?
Park Eel Lech. Or what was it? It's written in Irish over the gate.
Wee wee.
Cahill's as fluent as we are. So anyway, Cahill, even though he's a tip man, a proud Cashel man, when he moved to Dublin, he decided he needed to join a hurling team. So you joined Kevin's, Cahill.
Yeah, a great club.
Now,
great club.
Complaint you had about Kevin's, and you felt like this was affecting the performance of your team, was the jerseys were a bit old, a bit baggy, just not class enough, and other lads were running out on the pitch against you, and they had you beaten by the time they did the run out because they saw your flabby jerseys.
I regretted me saying that so much, to you boys.
Well, yeah, because
your coach probably said, "Cahill, I've news for you. It's not your jerseys the problem.
That's not where the flabbiness is."
Yeah, definitely.
Anyway, Dermot and I put our heads together.
Can't hit from the left.
We put our heads together quite literally and made Cahill a set of his own top notch. Full on professional jerseys.
Player fit.
Yeah, and this is the reaction Cahill had, the ungrateful swine, when we gave them to him.
Look at the state of that.
Look, it just has our heads on the front with rainbows coming out of Dave's mouth and emojis are coming out of mine.
And it says Cahill is a cutie pie.
Are you not embarrassed about these?
No! On the contrary.
It's the greatest piece of art we've ever seen.
It's the best shirt sponsor you're ever going to see, Cahill.
When somebody says, "Are ye not embarrassed about these?" you know what they feel about them.
But were you not embarrassed?
No, absolutely not. How would we be embarrassed about having our own beautiful faces on the shirt? And Cahill,
that was a couple of weeks ago. How, this weekend, we, like,
this is your first game with the new jerseys with our faces and Cahill as a cutie pie.
I don't know. Can I wear them? Honestly, lads.
You have because to.
I think look right. We had our first championship match last 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And we got bet very well.
In the old flabby jerseys.
No, it's because he distracted everyone.
No.
You distracted everyone from the real thing is the hurling. And I really regret this. And now they think there's some tip lad coming around making a fool of everyone with these stupid jerseys. No,
I'm holding it up here in studio, Carl.
It's so terrible.
I want you to fall in love with this jersey. Okay?
I can't.
Carl, do you not understand? This is what it's all about. This is 2021 hurling. Like, you can't live in the past. You can't live in 1891, where your jerseys don't have people puking rainbows on them.
I call this is the jersey I'm holding up. It's number 15. That was my position. I won an East Limerick under 12s medal and an under 15 number 15 jersey.
What was the sponsor back then? Probably Benson and Hedges or something. It was just that stupid thing.
It just said guaranteed Irish on it.
I remember those jerseys. Yeah, I had them too. Anyway, yeah. Carl, the point is, this weekend, who are you playing? Sylvester's?
Yeah, St. Sylvester's, so Malahide.
Good team, Sylvester. Now, good GA club.
They went with St. Sylvester. I thought you were called St. Kevin's. You should change your name to St. Kevin's and get a bit of a divine.
No, they should change their name to Cahill as a cutie pie XOXOFC.
Kevin Barry. So
Kevin Barry. Yeah.
So
anyway, Cahill, the point is,
Kevin Barry. Don't confuse things.
The point is,
that's not the why we're here.
The point is, this we get against Sylvester's, who will tog out in their tight fitting, player fit jerseys.
Yeah, I had a look at them.
Yeah, they're nice. To tog out beside them.
No,
and you need to be just as proud of your jerseys now that the lads are.
Look at him. He's grinning like it.
You guys running out of the tunnel with our faces emblazoned across your chest.
I love their perception of a hurling match at whatever county level, intermediate or whatever, a tunnel. The lads will get out of the car and they'll run straight across the grass.
We're not even allowed into the dressing rooms now with the COVID, so we're just getting togged off on the sideline.
Anyway,
not much of a run.
Call.
No, I'm sorry, guys.
No, we're sorry.
For what? Everything.
We're sorry for putting you through this.
Yeah, you should be.
Yeah, because how have your teammates taken the news?
Not great. Not Mar talking to me. That's the thing. But see, some of them were like, it's a joke, isn't it? And I'm like, I don't think so. I haven't been given anything else, so I don't think so, lads.
Well, we did tell you that today we would give you the full squad, bag of squad jerseys, so you'll have the goalkeeper right the way through to, as Dermot said, 15, his position, and then beyond into the substitute numbers, because the whole panel needs a shirt.
They don't want them.
So we told you today was the day we would give them to you. And
do we have a drone?
Oh, we have a drone. Yes, we do.
Do we need a drone? Why do we need a drone?
Because, Cahill, we gave you these jerseys in good faith. And what did you do? You threw them back in our face.
In our face, which was puking emojis and rainbows.
You threw our own faces back in our own faces, Cahill. So we decided that we would be an extra level of sound.
We're bigger than this, Cahill.
I'm terrified. If this has my face on it.
No, Cahill, Dermot and Dave and Today FM would like to present you with Will we call it the second jersey?
You've got the second one. I've got the home one here in my hand. But Cahill, look.
Oh.
It just says Today FM.
They're nice now.
That's all it says. There's no puking emojis.
We've taken our faces off and you now have a brand new jersey that isn't embarrassing for your entire squad. And now
they're nice.
You better win.
Go ahead to Kevin's.
Sylvester's won't know what hit them.
What time's the match on it?
6:00.
It's tomorrow.
Saturday evening, yeah. Dolphin Park. Be there. These are
Dolphin
nice
Park.
Bikes.
Well, what do you think?
Is there proper...
Oh, just a full note, genuinely. Okay, we should explain. All messing aside, this was all a big, hilarious prank. But basically, we wanted to put Cahill through the ringer for a couple of weeks. Yes. But in reality, we do have a full-on, fully sponsored Today FM lovely, very subtle and nice kit for you, Cahill. Well, home and away.
I'm still not over the whole cutie pie thing, but these are lovely.
Look, you can wear it if you want, Cahill.
No. The lads will accept me back into the team.
But you know what your penance is? At least for the rest of the show, you have to wear the Cahill as a cutie pie jersey.
Yes.
I can't. My skin crawls.
No.
My
skin's going on. Put it on or you're fired.
Listen, best of luck against Sylvester's.
Now listen, Of course, all of this means that for you and your club, with Today FM's Club Champions, you can win exactly the same thing without the Dermot and Dave faces, unless you want them. I'm sure we can arrange
it. We can talk.
But if you want to know how to win an entire new strip for your club, no matter what sport you're playing, stick around in the next couple of minutes. We'll give you all the details on that. Best of luck, Carl.
Thank you.
And to Kevin's.
Go on, Kevin.
Pull hard.
Land Tom bringing Mega back.
Stop.
See? Yeah, it's time to say it. That's it. It's Christian Horner, the Red Bull.
Nobody cares about Formula 1. Oh, my God.
Well done, Max. That was mega. Mega, Max. Well done.
So one guy, one boring guy, then everyone starts saying mega. Everyone.
Let's run a poll. Do people still say mega?
Hey, results are in.
No!
0874101. Hashtag bring back Mega.
Do not forget, €20,000 will be given away today in Today FM's 20K giveaway.
Your chance to win and how to enter coming up very, very shortly.
That would be a mega prize. And I think that's an okay situation where you can use the term mega. It's fine. I just think in general you can't be throwing the word mega around. And Francis agrees.
No, you can't bring back the word mega because it sounds too much like MAGA, Make America Great Again, from that absolute numpty orange orangutan. No, you can't bring back mega.
Sorry, Dermot. Francis says no. Francis is the yardstick we all have to live by.
Don't know. Is there any other words? Are there any words that people use that you kind of cringe? You know, obviously I said faux show earlier. And a lot of people cringed. And sometimes you hear people say the likes of mega and you go...
There's lots of things that make me cringe. Like there's like that Instagram influencer thing where people go, hi guys, haven't been on in ages. I thought I'd come on and say hi. And then like that makes me crawl up into a ball. I don't know. Cause like,
is it because they're kind of openly admitting they've no real reason to be on there except that they haven't been on there?
Yeah, but I don't believe they haven't been on in ages. It's been like possibly 40 minutes. You know what I mean? It hasn't been that long.
So many Instagram videos start with, hi guys, I just wanted to. They're already apologizing for, you know, so people write emails like that as well. Hi, just wanted to. It's like, well, just say what you want to say. Stop apologizing.
God, we're very cantankerous this morning, the two of us, aren't we? We should be nicer to people. Hey, Instagram bloggers, do whatever the hell you want. I don't know what I'm talking about. Write whatever email you want. It's totally mega. It's fine.
Do you know what? It's fine. It's Friday. We don't mind.
But don't do it on Monday.
Listen back to more from the Dermot and Dave Show on todayfm.com.
Dermot and Dave.
Weekday mornings from 9 on Today FM.